last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Tonight, Tim Page and I lived the last episode.
Right.
And they had Mandy on the Regis show today.
Mandy's the one with the cornrows?
Yeah, and I bet that Mandy ends up being a Playboy. That's my pair of $20.
I hope it's found.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Wouldn't it be great to get a shot of her taking a leak?
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Son of a beat.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call.
What?
Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women.
Oh, really?
Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
What?
And don't call telling jokes.
Can I have 10,000 marbles, please?
What?
The Don and Mike Show. You can get it.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Where'd you learn how to fill a book?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
What can I say? He will not be the guest on the show later today when we talk to the guy from Jesus.com.
No, he never talks to a competitor.
Which tells me the guy who's going to be phoning us later is an imposter. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is the only true son of Christ. Here, here. Philip Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
He's the son of a carpenter.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob Spiewak.
Hey, listen. Right? That was his occupation, right?
Hey, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. If he was a carpenter and I was a lady,
rabbit.
That's
right. First day of March.
You know, Phil left me a message this morning.
Really? What did it say?
Actually, it was for our newsman. He wanted to know, hey, Buzz, you got any good weed? And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hibosity and all the ships at sea. Hey, it's bad, but it's the best there is. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Robin. Hello, and thanks for listening, everybody. As Rob mentioned, rabbit to you. It's a new episode on Thursday, March 1st.
Thursday.
Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
877-365-3636.
Welcome to my world.
That's 877-365-3636.
Won't you come on in?
Yes, come in, please. And if you want to get buzzed at any time,
miracles, I guess.
1-800-GOT-WEED.
Right.
And hi, Tony.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Tony.
How's Junior doing?
Well, hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
There you go.
Leave your cares behind.
877-365-3636.
Oh,
and remember, please, that all of it is built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind. Built with you in mind.
Okay, the show is on the air. I could talk about a couple of things that are upsetting me. Temptation Island, I would talk...
you were disappointed?
At length about that in a moment.
How can anyone be disappointed?
But I tell you about the computer situation here at the station.
Meltdowns?
Well, you got nothing on your computer right now.
Well?
Take a look at it.
Oh, my. Oh, man.
Totally blank. But there's more to
France.
The
Have you has that been a blank screen the whole time since I turned it over for you to see it?
Yeah. What did you have a good screensaver today?
I had a great screen.
Well, turn it back on, and I do have a bitch about the station's computers.
Okay.
Oh God.
There it is.
Sam, I was wondering why there was absolutely no reaction. You were looking at a blank screen, and now you see that it's filled with you.
Oh God.
With a very young you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Where did Lisa find that picture?
I have no idea. All I know is there was a screensaver here, one of the best ever, and I decided to wait until the last second to turn it around and show you. You know, I share those with you usually very early.
Grant.
And now the better ones I should wait till we actually get in here.
But anyway, the computers are screwed up. I'll tell you about that. But I guess I'd like to start today with my wife. Just very briefly, something about my wonderful wife of 20 years.
Ah, very good.
Who has found a way, God bless her, to ruin a weekend before the weekend has even happened.
Are you talking about this coming weekend?
Yes. Now, it's Thursday, and like most people, I'm already looking forward to the weekend.
That's why they call it hump day, because you can start thinking about the weekend.
Yes, right. I mean, you know, 2 days of respite, you know, you kick back. Saturday's my day. I'm not on the diet. I can have a drink. Well, I got the news that would just put daggers in your heart when she informed me today that the Stevens are coming over to dinner on Saturday night.
Ah, I admire you.
Yeah. Ken and Roz.
Oh, how do you do that?
And Baby Douglas.
How do you do that?
The entire Stevens clan coming to my home on Saturday night. And I said to her, why'd you do that? She said, I like them. And I said,
does she know that things are not well?
I don't know.
Wow. I think it's good, though. I mean, if you can tolerate it, it'll build some bridges.
It'll be an experience.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All I know is that now my weekend is totally ruined, and it's only Thursday.
Get them all liquored up and get some promises out of them.
Oh,
and write them down. Write down all the promises.
He's given promises before when he's been liquored up, and it means nothing. All it means now is that basically my weekend really is not going to start until probably about 11 o'clock on Saturday night when they leave.
Wow. How many hours you figure?
I figure they're good for at least four.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they've been to our house before.
Right.
They're not a two-hour couple.
Huh. Well, there must be a little of you that likes it, because you wouldn't do it otherwise.
I have a choice?
Well, I mean,
you know, my wife is friends with his wife.
Right.
You know, they live in the same area that we live in.
Right.
What am I going to do? She said, hey, I invited Roz and Ken to come over. I'm supposed to say, call the phone, say no. Tell my boss I don't want him to come over to dinner. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, once you're in.
I'm in that unenviable position. It's like...
Did she consult you before she spoke to...
She claims she did.
Yeah, I would think she would.
Well, she claims it's one of those things that she asked me and I said yes to, but it's like she asked me 2 months ago.
No.
And you know, you're the same way as me. If there's something bad that you have to do, and someone says to you, if it's December, and they say, hey, I'm thinking about asking Ken Stevens to come over for dinner in March,
right.
You say, yeah, you know what? Sure. Go ahead, do it.
Well, I've gotten better at that over the years. I've gotten better at the foresight, you know, as far as, you know, hearing something. You're not good at the foresight as far as socially, because you'll hear that and you'll just go, yeah, not knowing.
I do it all the time.
You do it, you know, you do it with us sometimes, too. You know, it's kind of like the traveling thing where you know, you'll go, yeah, that's fine. And then the day comes and it's horrible. You do the same thing. Like, so she probably said something to you back, what, before Christmas? And you're
I think so.
Yeah, no problem. And then the day comes and it's like, I can understand that. And it's horrible.
Yeah, so Jesus. Now I'm just, you know, I'm breaking into a cold sweat already, thinking about it. Ding dong. The Stevens are here.
Will you be enjoying your one drink prior to their arrival or now when they arrive?
This is something I thought about. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I think I might have to save the drink for when they get there.
Right, yeah.
I was discussing that also.
Or maybe sneak another one.
You know, thinking about...
Sneak another eight.
Thinking about my strategy for my drink on Saturday.
Go down into the storage area.
Has the size of the drink been predetermined?
Better make it the size of a bucket.
Well, I got those
with eggs on top.
I got those big ass martini glasses.
Might be good.
So I plan on making myself a super sized one.
Fantastic.
On Saturday night.
Save the calories. Leave out the five olives.
Maybe I just have it in my hand as, you know.
And just take a, just drink it all at once.
Well, hello.
Right as I open the door.
Hello.
And, you know, listen, don't get me wrong. She's a very nice woman, actually. And the kid is very nice, well-behaved.
Brilliant.
Sweet kid. You know, he's got the little 666 on the back of his head.
She's terrific.
But, he's the one, you know, the jackal is the one
right.
that I'm not looking forward to sitting down with.
I know.
For 4 hours on Saturday night.
But he gets loopy. That's one good thing about him. He'll be off in Never Never Land quickly. He enjoys a taste of the grape like anybody else.
Yeah, and he likes the real hard stuff.
Does he really?
Yeah, like the bourbons and the whiskey and stuff
good.
Like that.
Good. You know what would be fun?
What?
Would be real fun is if you slipped him a Mickey. You know, gave him some of that date rape stuff, you know, and just
I don't want to have sex with him.
Well, you know, he could be in that condition that the guy is that calls our show. Yeah, the guy where his muscles started to melt.
It work. I don't have some kind of medical failure. He'd be laying on the floor.
Liver failure.
Imagine that. I go down to the basement, and Ken's just laying on the floor in a fetal position. He's
foam coming out of his mouth.
Quivering.
And I just go.
You grab a bottle of wine and go, hey, this looks good for dinner.
See ya. Shut the door. Come upstairs. Hey, where's Ken?
He wandered off. I don't know where he is. Oh, my God.
Ken's taking a fall.
Dial 911. You're a better man than I am.
Well,
I swear to God, I don't think I could handle it.
I got no choice in the matter. But listen, as upset as I am about that FAUX, I am really, really pissed at that Temptation Island.
Really?
Yeah, really. You're not pissed? Well, of course you're not. You're easygoing Buzz.
Happily ever after.
Easygoing Buzz. No, you know what?
I had mixed emotions about that. I was completely duped by the first couple. Mm-hmm. I mean, completely, because everything she had said was pointing to the fact that she was going to go off with her last date, and then, you know, and he was obviously, I think, you know, we could arguably, he was the biggest loser of all the three guys. And then
when Billy Cleary came out, and he worked it out with Mandy, I was sure that the wild card couple, the girl with the chihuahua dog eyes, I was positive that they were going to be the wild card.
I would have been more disappointed.
Up.
I would have been more pissed off at Temptation Island if they had been the only couple that had split up, because she was the only one of all of them that I liked. She was the one I thought that really just stayed the course.
I just wanted a breakup. That's all I wanted.
I wanted Billy Cleary and Mandy to break up. And when they didn't break up, that would have been the perfect Temptation Island.
And what a bunch of crap those guys were saying. What a bunch of total BS. When I was in the water hugging another girl, all I was doing was thinking of you. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then you see him, who was, he was like really sucking face.
Yeah, well, they, you know, for the most part, they all were.
But the guy, the first guy, is it Andy?
I don't know the name.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Andy.
Is it Andy?
That's right.
Andy, who was sitting there on his last dream date with the girl that he picked, just hating him.
Oh,
didn't
want
to be anywhere near him. And then he goes on because he got dumped. Andy, in my opinion, is the one guy that if any woman, any of the single women, had showed any interest, Andy would have just been right in there. And I figured Andy was going to get the big dump at the end. And then she says, I want to spend the rest of my life. And he's like, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Oh, I know, it's awful. You know, three happy endings. Listen, just for the record, if you're going to give us a show.
Three happy endings that I thought were not entirely genuine. I didn't trust them.
If you're going to give us a show that has couples with the possibility to cheat on each other, and if for 6 weeks you're going to show girls like putting their hands up the part of the guy's shorts right by his nuts, and you're going to see them laying on hammocks together and rubbing each other and licking stuff off people's nipples, well, then I want a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
I want a breakup. I really feel gypped.
Did we ever determine if there was any intercourse at all on that island, if there was any, you know, illicit intercourse between the people that were couples and the people that weren't?
I don't think you'd be able to find out, because maybe they would have edited it out anyway.
I think there was, but you can't prove that because of the way the show was edited.
Right.
I think there was, though. You know, really, I think I could pitch a really good Temptation Island for Vivid TV.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where you see a guy sitting there, but you really follow him around, and you surprise him. And you're like, or you surprise the women. Like, for example, you have a guy that's, like, going down to shower in the morning, and you have these beautiful women naked all sudsed up in the shower.
Yeah.
Make it real Temptation, because real Temptation.
You'd have to have hidden cameras everywhere.
Yes.
You wouldn't have a guy walking around with that big-ass 20
30-pound camera stuck on his shoulder.
But make it triple X-rated. Make it what people want to see. Make it for adults only.
And, you know, the one dickhead proposed to his girl 10 minutes after they got off the island.
That's Andy, right?
Yeah, you see that when they put that up on the screen?
Andy wasn't taking any chances.
No.
Proposed to her.
Andy looked like
at that beginning that he was waiting for the fall because she said he was such a great guy. He was successful. He had his own business. Remember, she's like giving down the shop. And I'm saying, she is so cruel.
Was that the big-boned moosey girl?
Yeah, big-boned moosey girl who I really thought was going to dump Andy. I thought she was the one that had a real big awakening.
Well, it just sucked on ice, you know. And of all networks, I don't expect a happy ending from the Fox network.
No, it should be carnage.
They're the network. I would have, yesterday, and thank goodness I didn't say this, I would have bet on the air that two of the three couples would end up breaking up.
And Billy Cleary, you know, with Mr. Angry, Mr. Macho Man, you know, he sits down like, you know, all the other people sit down and they're relatively civil. He sits down like Johnny Cave Dweller, who's just sitting there like, what do you want? You make me mad? You make me fight you?
He's very Vanilla Ice-ish, don't you think?
Oh, he is.
Very Rip Van Winkle. What's his name? What's Vanilla Ice's real name?
Robbie Van Winkle.
Robbie Van Winkle.
Hey, and what's the deal where they couldn't look at each other when they sat down? How come we didn't have a greeting? Yeah, you don't see each other for a while. And they both sit down. They're like kind of looking at each other out the corner of their eye. It was a weird. I don't trust Temptation Island. I never trusted Temptation Island.
I don't trust that couple, Billy and Mandy. Mm. That's the couple I don't trust.
Well, they're broken up now, right?
That they're staying together. Well,
they said they're not together anymore.
No,
they said they're maintaining a hot.
No,
they said
long
that on the show. I'm talking about something I heard after the show.
Okay. Right. Or did what on Channel 5 News?
Yeah. I think that they said, or one of the shows. I thought that I heard that they are not together.
We'll find out. Someone will tell us. Because at the end of the show, it said Billy's moved to Los Angeles to pursue an acting career. Hey. Good luck with that.
Billy Cleary Show.
Did Mike Landis stay faithful?
and that Mandy was in Atlanta, but that they had a hot and heavy long-distance relationship.
Right. Mandy was still the cutest, I think, of all the women.
Absolutely. Hands down. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Did you all catch the news right after the Temptation Island show?
I think that's what Mike's talking about. I didn't watch Channel 5 last night.
Billy and Mandy basically outed that Kaya was... Kaya and his girlfriend Valerie were completely ingenuine in their comments at the end of the show. They said that Kaya and Man or whatever his girlfriend's name was were yelling and screaming at each other at the tops of their lungs. Just everybody on the island could hear it.
Really? Does anybody have a tape of that from Channel 5 last night? I'd love to hear exactly what those two knuckleheads said.
They were.
I kind of, you know, watching that Kaya guy, even though they did show him sucking face a little bit, I always thought that Valerie, his girlfriend, might have been a beard.
Really? You think it might be a fig?
Yeah.
Hello, Don, Mike Show.
He's a mom.
Hey, Donnie.
Hello?
Don.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mandy said she had an intimate moment. Would that mean that she was with another person?
Yeah, you know what? As a matter of fact, you're right. She did say, I shared an intimate moment.
Yeah, now is that moment like sitting on top of the sink? You know,
could it be penetration?
I would think. Yeah, maybe. I mean, an intimate moment can be...
Anal sex can be an intimate moment.
Of course it can.
Oral sex could be intimate.
Mm-hmm. Holding hands could be considered intimate.
Simply heavy petting.
Right.
Yeah,
a gentle touch.
Fingering.
Right.
Could be considered in
sharing a sandwich.
Yes.
Could be considered. It could be.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah. Do you recall about 2 weeks into that show, they had a report that no one cheated and nobody broke up?
No, don't remember that.
I remember nobody cheated. I remember there was no sex. I don't remember about nobody breaking up, though.
Yeah, because that's what I heard, and I quit watching it after that. And then last night, I mean, it was really no surprise to me that all couples were together at the end, because I just said, well, if they're going to stay together, it's not even worth it.
The last segments, even though I was waiting to see what would happen, unbelievably boring.
Yeah.
I mean,
they
have to bring out the couple individually first, do the same interview, blah, blah. Just horribly boring.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. The end of that show was so totally scripted. I walked out after the first two couples, although my wife kept watching it. I heard that they were losing sponsors because people didn't want to be involved with the show that was going to break up couples, and they weren't going to renew it if they couldn't get sponsors for the next one. So they told them, if you watched, every time, but right before they sat down, you got the inkling that one of the two was going to break it off.
Yes.
Then they sat down and said some really negative things, and you were ready for the hammer, and then they said, and I've decided that I totally love you. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, all four. Remember that show where the chicks had to ask their boyfriends to marry them right on the spot?
Oh, you mean the Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire? Oh, no. I know what you mean. Yeah. Right.
Who wants to be a desperate loser?
Right. Where they forced couples who were dating.
Right.
And one of them.
Right in a row, they made all the guys look really pensive, like maybe they were going to do it, maybe they weren't going to do it, and then four in a row, one, two, three, four, they all got married, all happy endings. That show, parts of that show might have been real. The end was totally WWF.
All right, and you didn't want happy endings, right?
I at least wanted reality. When I'm watching wrestling, I know it's fake. I'm happy with it. But don't tell me something's real and then script it at the end. I was ready to punch a hole through the wall. If something's fake, I'll watch it. I don't care. I'll watch soap operas. Just don't yank for change.
Thank you.
I think most people would have liked to at least have one breakup.
Well, I think it was based on the couple. There's one couple I wanted to see break up, and that was Billy Cleary and Mandy, because I didn't like Billy Cleary. I would have tolerated, it would have been A-OK for the blonde girl to break up with Andy, because I don't think anybody liked Andy.
I didn't like the third guy. The guy who was, he's a
pretty boy?
Yeah, with the girl with the chihuahua dog eyes.
I didn't care about him. I didn't want to see that the girl with the chihuahua eyes get hurt, because she was so good to him. She seemed to me to be the most decent of all of them. And that was the one girl I didn't want to see get dissed, but the other two couples, but I felt like we were duped from the beginning. I thought this was contrived, fake television from the very beginning.
Hey, listen, I don't give a rat's ass about what happened. They could, all six of them could walk out the street and get hit by a bus right now, and it would not matter to me at all. The point is, they give you a show that's called Temptation Island.
And no one was tempted.
And yeah. Please.
Well, they were tempted, but they didn't.
No one bit the apple.
They all learned about their relationships and
bravo.
But don't want that. I get that on the Lifetime Channel.
I don't know if you can get it. I don't. What they were looking for. I don't think it's not a show that can be put on regular prime.
What would be so? What would be so bad if one of the couples said, "Hey, you know what? I met this dude, I like him, and also I saw the videotape of you with the other girls, and I realized, you're kind of a dick." And the guy said, and you're kind of a douchebag, I think we should break up.
But I think if you're really talking about this, and I know I said it jokingly about the Vivid TV, but I'll tell you, if you're really talking about Temptation Island, it's so white bread, it's so not controversial, that you're not going to be putting couples in a situation that would really cause them to reevaluate their relationship.
I would almost believe what that previous guy said, that they had some kind of advertiser boycott,
right,
or that they thought they're going to get bad press like they did with the Darv Conger, and that they actually said to these dopes, "Listen, even if you hate each other, just come out and say that you love each other at the end of the show."
So I wouldn't doubt that.
So that Fox doesn't get any bad press, because if the couples had broken up today, the headline would be, "This is what TV has become." Well, I got news for you. That's what I want my TV to become. That's what I want. I don't want to watch that stupid show on CBS last night about the Italian guy and the fag guy. I mean, there's already enough fag shows on. There's already enough Italian shows on.
Right.
There's already enough dumb situation comedies on.
I like my reality programming, though. I mean, Survivor at least is real. Survivor has, you get the challenges, they're physical challenges. You don't have that room for fudging, which we ought to know on this show more than anybody else, the people's ability to pass along the truth when it comes to their relationships doesn't exist a lot. It really doesn't, especially when you get people in the public eye.
Well, then at the very least, next time Fox should hire you and me to be the host,
right.
We'd be able to find out, who's lying and who's not.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there'd be a real challenge. It's like, see that island 400 miles across the bay? Swim to it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Yeah, I heard last night on Extra, I was watching Extra, and they said that, I don't even remember their names. The first couple that came up with the dorky guy who couldn't get any, and
there's a big moosey girl?
That'd be Andy, and I forgot what the girl's name was.
Right. Yeah.
You didn't write a chart for this show, huh?
No, I didn't. Sadly, I didn't.
All right.
She was still seeing, she's actually still talking to the guy that she went out on her last date with, Tom.
Well, you know what? The good thing about this is that eventually, if there is stuff like that that happened, it's going to get out.
Yeah, they'll be, they're public figures now, and they'll report on these relationships.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi, I just was incredibly cheated last night.
Mm-hmm.
Cheated by Fox.
Well, you were into it. You were into it more than I was. I thought the show was kind of a sham all the way along.
Yeah, but you watched it.
I watched.
So you invested the time in it, which is what...
I watched the last episode. I didn't watch the two before that.
You did watch it at one point, though, because I remember we had that...
Yeah, I watched it at the beginning, and then I didn't watch the middle.
We had that argument where you were saying how much you hated it, but you were watching it. See, and then I guess you really didn't like it,
right?
Because you really didn't watch it for a couple
of
weeks.
No, I felt duped. I felt like it was a scam. I felt like they couldn't really get the honest reactions of people.
Hello?
I didn't like Billy Cleary.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
But I didn't like Billy Cleary in the kind of way that I did like Billy Cleary. I didn't like him in the way where I wanted to watch it.
Billy Cleary Show.
Here, so we sit down on bed. We look like I got to fight.
Yeah, good luck with that career in Hollywood. And now, here's Billy Cleary.
Right. Billy Cleary stars in the Brian Bosworth Story.
Hi, this is Billy Cleary. My guest tonight will be... Hold the card up, please.
Billy Cleary.
Hi, this is Billy Cleary. Tonight I will be talking to Danny Bonaducci. Here on the Billy Cleary Show.
That's all we have for you. Danny Bonaducci on the Billy Cleary Show.
Hi.
Brought to you by Preparation H.
Hey, where's the Tonight Show music?
Hold on.
Can you grab that for me?
It's the Billy Cleary Show.
Yeah. Yeah. Load it up there, Robbie.
I'll be your announcer, and you be Billy Cleary.
Okay. Hi. What can we do for you while we're getting this music loaded up?
Two things. First, Billy's definitely the kind of person that goes, hi, I'm Billy. Second, when you were talking about how Mandy said that she had shared an intimate moment with someone else.
Yes.
While she's saying this, they showed a little bubble picture, and she's like kissing a guy. So I think that's what they meant by that.
No, she did more than that with that guy.
Oh, you know,
she had her foot going up that guy. They showed an episode where they were on a
she
hammock.
She did more.
And at the very least, she gave the guy a foot job that she had her foot going up his shorts.
Like this.
Yeah, she did.
While they were on a hammock. Okay, you ready?
Yes, I got it.
Billy Cleary Show in 3, 2, on air. From Hollywood, the Maladet Show, starring Billy Cleary. This is Joe Rocket inviting you to join Billy and his guests, Danny Bonaducci, Bob Denver, and Governor Jesse Ventura. And now, here's Billy Cleary!
Hi, everyone. This is Billy Cleary. Perhaps you remember me from Temptation Island. Watch my show, or I will get mad. Tonight on the show, my favorite guest, Danny Bonaducci. I know we've had him on every night, but I love him. Who else was on the show?
Bob Denver.
I love Gilligan.
And I have bad news, Billy.
What is that, Ed?
Governor Jesse Ventura has canceled.
And now, just like Johnny used to do, I was supposed to pick my nose on cue, where Johnny would do the golf swing.
Yeah, you'll pick it and flick it on cue. Billy Cleary.
Hi.
This is Billy.
The Billy Cleary Show.
Yeah, good luck with that showbiz career.
That'll happen.
Hello. You suffer from athlete's foot?
Yeah, it'll be all ads like that. Tenactin.
I think I got something for you. Hold on a second.
Maybe here's a message from Billy Cleary.
Sponsor this.
Hey.
There you go.
Hey there.
There you go.
Hey now.
www.egars.com, hottest cigar site on the planet. They sponsor our on-air farts. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hi.
Did you see the fag host crying? The interview, the first couple.
Yeah, you know, I don't know who I hate more. If it's the host of Temptation Island or
well,
the host,
I like
of, host of Survivor.
I like the host of Temptation Island. I'd like him to be I'd like him to be my friend.
And he was also doing the Chuck Woolery watch thing.
Yep.
I don't know if you caught that or not, but he had some big expensive watch.
Of course. Was it with his eyes, you know, those kind of baggy basset hound eyes hanging out of his
Mark Wahlberg.
And in almost every shot when he was interviewing the people before they sat around the bonfire,
right.
He managed to work the watch in much the same way that the Chuckster used to.
You could actually do Temptation Island on Showtime or HBO.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to go all the way to XXX. You just put it on late night.
You're right.
And you could have it on... you know, I'm one of the major cable networks.
I did watch a great show on HBO last night. It wasn't real sex.
Okay.
But it was a show about orgasms.
Really?
Yeah. It
like
was
a medical show?
No. On the top of the screen, you know, when you turn on DirecTV, when they give you the title on the top, it was like HBO sex something or other, and then a colon.
A colon? Like a real colon?
No, you know, a dot dot.
Large intestine?
Orgasms.
Oh, all right.
And they were interviewing some guy, some Japanese porno director.
Really?
Who had directed, I think, over 1,000 pornos. He's the most popular porno director in Japan.
Mm.
And he makes 2 movies a month. And that he never really got what he was doing until he figured out what it feels like for a woman to have an orgasm. And then I flipped around because I was bored because it was like they had he was sitting there going, and then the announcer was saying,
I have studied many of the orgasms, and now I realize that the key to having the orgasm is, was it one of those
things? So I flip by that, and I go back a couple minutes later, and it's all these Hausfrauen sitting around the table. If anybody's seen this show, fill me in on this show. They're sitting around a kitchen table with a sex therapist, and each of the girls has a gigantic dildo in the middle of their dinner plates.
Wow.
And the sex therapist is instructing them in how to properly not only J-O,
right,
but also
oral.
How to give oral.
Wow.
Hmm. And
now that's better than one of your pampered chef parties.
For about 5 or 6 minutes, I'm just sitting there riveted watching these Hausfrauen go to work on these dildos.
Well, what guy wouldn't be?
And I mean, she was showing, you know, no. Don't rub it like that. Rub it like this. Try the motion like this. Try the motion like this. And then they went out to guys on the street and asked guys on the street what they wanted from a woman when a woman is giving them oral sex.
Oh.
So they're like,
wow.
They're like talking to homeless people on the street in New York, and the guy, and one of the guys says, when I'm with my woman, she just ignores the shaft. I'd like her to pay more attention to the shaft.
That's gross.
Yeah, I know.
I'd run for my life if somebody asked me that.
What a great show it was, though.
Oh,
we didn't call.
God.
It was a really good show.
Wow.
And again, I don't know the name, but it was something HBO, something orgasms.
But were you oogied out a couple of times when you bailed out? Is that why you bailed out?
No, I only bailed out when the Japanese guy was on because I was bored.
Right.
And I also discovered that when you buy a porno in Japan, they're not allowed to show
pubic hair, for one thing. Yeah.
Yes, well, of course you would know that, Buzz. Because you're a porno.
And, how did you know that?
And they were showing in the many videos that this guy has directed, that Mr. Maji has directed, that they would pixelate over the genitals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? So it's not, so they don't really show the,
no, they
the whole thing?
They show it, but it's pixelated.
Oh, okay.
It's like you see what they're doing, but you don't explicitly see what they're doing, because that's the rule in Japan.
Well, that's not fair.
And that's why you and I will never be going to Japan. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Meredith.
Hi, Meredith.
How are you?
Fine.
I just wanted to let you know that it's real sex. It is the real sex TV show.
Oh,
it's running right now on HBO.
The one with all the Hausfrauen sitting around with the dildos on the kitchen tables?
Yeah, that.
You can't, yeah. You have to use, I had to delete that out. You got to say BJ or oral.
Practicing giving oral.
Right. But then why would...
Give a condom with your mouth.
I saw that where she was showing the girls how to put a condom on with their mouths.
Yeah.
There's a skill.
But if it was just about BJs, how come the girls, all these Hausfrauen, were sitting around this dining room table just massaging the dildos with their hands?
I guess it's a combination... hand and
oral.
Oral.
Okay. Wow.
In case the oral is
Not so good.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Great show. Thank you, Meredith.
You're welcome.
Are those parties that are given in every neighborhood?
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Slims. What's up?
Hi, buddy.
It was like a Tupperware party.
Fantastic.
But, hey, did you watch it any further in the show? They had that guy that had the electronically stimulated the C rings and everything like that, and that chick was getting off that way.
No, the last segment that I saw was the dildo party.
You know, real
sex. You should have watched it further. It was even more better. This guy invented a chair that these girls could sit in. It props their legs up, and something comes from underneath and gets them in the no-no spot, and it's all electronically stimulized and everything, and they had the girls sitting in there.
Damn.
I'm telling you.
Isn't real sex a lot of the time, 50% of the people, though, are kind of hideous? Kind of butt ugly, like when they go to Europe and they go to one of those sex clubs or something like that, and you see all these, like, pasty people.
None of these housefrows who were doing this dildo drill.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't want them to wrap their lips around you. I mean, these women all really needed to practice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they all had big, gigantic teeth.
Oh, really?
They were looking at these things like, well, I guess that's why my husband doesn't like it when I do it. You know, and they all didn't have the Southern accent.
Right. So they're all sitting around the table, trying their hand at it, or their mouth at it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Oh. That's going to leave a mark.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, good afternoon.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, do you know what kaya means in Jamaican?
What is?
What kaya means in Jamaican?
No, what?
Means we.
Really? I didn't know that.
Get off the phone, please.
Hey, learn something every day.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yeah. Hi there, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Hi, yes.
Yeah, this is Daryl. I'm from Alexandria, and I've watched these shows plenty of times. You should invest a little bit more time in them. Some of them are a little bit crazy.
All right, great. Thank you, Daryl.
Okay.
Right, thanks for the update.
All right, Daryl, the storyteller.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, guys. The best part about that Japanese guy, I don't know whether you turned it before he got to it, but this is a guy that could actually make the women orgasm without even touching them. Did you see that?
No, they were talking about it, and that's exactly when I got bored.
Well, he would put his hand over these women's private parts, and they would just start shaking and quivering. It looked like they were going to cry.
Well, how legit is that?
Ecstasy.
How legit is that, though? You know, especially if he's like a porno director. I mean, he's probably putting the show on.
You see Karate Kid? You know, wipe on, wipe off.
At Marita.
It was crazy. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you guys know that. Thanks.
All right, goodbye.
Have a good one.
See you later. One more call. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, is it just me, or was Kaya always glowing, and do you always look stoned?
Well, let's ask Buzz about that.
I think there was just a dumb look on his face.
Yeah, okay.
I think that kind of stupor.
Hey, have you seen the TV commercial for the dinner, like a frozen dinner, where they have like Sally, Jesse, Raphael, Little Richard?
Yes!
And it's Sally, Jesse, Raphael, Little Richard... Is it Emeril Lagasse?
No, it's...
They have all these people that say, when you serve ours...
Pat Morita.
You're all Pat Morita.
And Chuck Woolery. It says it has broccoli in it, and you put a carrot in it.
Right,
it's a very strange commercial.
What is it? Is it an Old Navy commercial, or is it a commercial for food?
It's a commercial for food, and the whole point of the ad campaign... It's a sloppily done commercial. Otherwise, we would remember all the details, because...
I think it's pretty brilliant.
It's brilliant, but it's sloppy because we don't remember what the theme is. You know what I mean?
The theme is get your... At dinner time, everyone comes together.
And everybody becomes family. And you have all these people that are unlike each other. And at one point, Pat Morita... tries to fight somebody.
He tries to pick a fight with
Little Richard.
Sally Jesse Raphael says, Little Richard, help Mr. Miyagi set the table.
And then
he puts one fork down and says, there, I help.
And they get into it a little bit, and you see Mr. Miyagi go into that fighting pose.
Wow.
I mean, it's hysterical.
It's so strange.
But unfortunately, I don't remember the slug line or the product.
So
it's Lipton. It's a Lipton food.
Is it Lipton?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Rob would remember that.
That's yeah, Rob. See, Rob, I don't have the. I have the average brain. You see, I still think it's a sloppy commercial.
That's
though.
Still, I still think it's like the Old Navy commercials.
No, it's not Old Navy.
Well, I know it's not Old Navy, but it's the same concept of the Old Navy commercials.
That's a runway, be your God.
Yeah, where they have like they have Wheezy and George Jefferson running around with parasols,
and that beautiful lady with the big glasses.
The lady who looks like Harry Carey.
I think she's a designer, right?
And that atrocious whore from Will and Grace. Who was in the last ones?
And Morgan Fairchild was in them for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
They always get like real B, C-list celebrities.
So I'm sure you do too, that the Lipton commercial
stays with it.
If they actually use other Odd Families, that'll be very funny.
For my money, Little Richard sells product.
All right, thank you. Listen, we got a break. And Rob fears that we're very close to giving away this money. With a secret sound, and I'll tell you, a different psychological move that I sense from Rob Spiewak today. A different reason he's angry at the audience today.
Really?
Mm. Before the show, he confided in me. He is angry with our audience. Normally, he's mad when they win.
He hates them to win.
Now he's mad because nobody's won. Because it's so obvious.
Oh, okay, so send him into a real meltdown if you win.
Yeah. So now if someone wins, you know, either way.
But if you really want to get him mad, mess it up.
He's going to be mad either way.
Of course.
You know, normally he roots against the people who play the contest. He was saying to me before the show, really, we're just standing there, and he goes, man, we better get a winner today.
Right.
I can't believe no one's got this. God, how stupid are these people?
So in other words, if we do get a winner today, Rob's reaction will be, finally.
Yeah, right.
That'll be his happiness.
Finally. And if we don't get a winner, then you're going to see the mad Rob A.
What is the deal?
Idiot. Thank you. Poor. Idiot. C word. All right, so listen, either way, let's make Rob mad, either way.
Yeah.
Because he'll be mad if someone wins. He'll be mad if someone loses.
That's a great idea.
Secret song number 6. I do have to agree with the boy, though. We've really, really honed and refined this for you.
As far as, like, everybody should know it now?
Yeah, I think so.
So we who are in the great unwashed, say, not a chance. I think people are still out there, like me, that have no clue what that song is.
Okay, can I just give you one hint?
Are you giving a public hint?
Another hint.
Yeah, a public hint.
Fine.
I'm remembering all the other hints. I'm like everybody else. I remember.
Okay, no. This is very easy to research. The songs that you are thinking about here to be the secret song, it's 1 in 10.
Mm-hmm.
Go do a search on AskJeeves.com and find out the songs from 1970 through 1979 that won the Oscar for Best Song.
I don't think I want to do that, though.
Why?
I don't think it's pure.
Listen,
I want my ass, Jeeves, to be right up here.
I guarantee it ain't by Donna Summer, as somebody guessed yesterday.
You got it, right, Buzz?
Yes, I think so.
Buzz, I can tell you something.
Yeah?
I lied to you.
Oh, really?
You don't have it. you don't have it.
Okay.
How Deep Is Your Love never won the Oscar.
Oh, okay.
No, it did not.
So I was even playing a game with Buzz the other day. When you didn't see the sign, Buzz held up "How Deep Is Your Love," and I gave him a big thumbs up. Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Ah,
How Deep Is Your Love?
Hmm. All right. So yeah, you're right. 1 in 10. Well, you've just. I'm sure that somebody's going to do that.
So do it. Be the 100th caller now. You win $500 at 877-365-3636.
Number 1, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Flopped and not straight.
You voodoo nut! Motherfucker! That is it!
That's it!
What the fuck are you talking about that? To take it back, eh?
Yes!
No more! No! Not tonight! This son of a bitch all night, he he trapped me!
Well, you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yes.
He beat me. Straight up. Paid that man his money.
Wow.
and porn aficionados.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Vegas Style Show next Tuesday, and I want to mention this. With apologies to everybody that tried to come to our last show at Lake Tahoe.
Yes.
We're not going to have any of these problems. Tuesday night, if you live in the D.C. Metro, we're going to be in Fredneck, Maryland.
We're going to have big fun.
You're going to be at Club Exhale with a whole wacky crew, including Dennis and Tom and Homo Joe and Mr. 40.
Cheryl the Big Dyke coming up?
I'm pretty sure she is.
Good.
I think the whole goofy pack is going to be there. And we're going to have the nude feud.
Hey.
And we're going to have the underwear fashion show. And
hey.
All the stuff that you like at a Las Vegas style show.
Yeah.
So come on out. And I think we're working on a deal with a club. You know, it's been so long since we've done a Vegas style show in the D.C. Metro.
Right.
And the people of D.C. just again yesterday gave us beautiful number one ratings, and we say thank you.
Thank you.
I think you and I are buying the first drink for everybody.
Well, it's deserved, so come on up and have one on us, and we'll let you know the details about that as soon as we get them.
On Tuesday night. Come on out. It's Club Exhale in Fredneck, Maryland, and we hit the stage Tuesday night at 9 o'clock.
All right.
It don't cost nothing to get in, of course. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Am I calling 100?
Yes, you are.
Outstanding.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
What's your name, my friend?
Andy.
Andy, what's
I think we got a winner here, Don.
Yeah. You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I'm calling from Fairfax.
Beautiful.
He's got that sound of confidence.
Yeah, but Billy Cleary has that sound of confidence.
You're
also.
Right. I could be wrong.
Yeah, hey, I had that clip from the Fox News afterwards, too.
Oh, well, let us hear that before we play the game. Sure, go ahead, play it if you've got it.
Okay, hang on one second.
Great.
He might have been calling on a different agenda. I might be wrong now.
Hello, this is Billy Cleary.
Hello, I am Billy Cleary.
Please join me tonight when my guest will be Burt Ward. Who, of course, is Robin the Boy Wonder.
Doing vacation to Belize, to Central America.
Now, 6 months later, the pair recall their adventure.
We decided on the plane, we're like, let's not be wished about it, man. Let's just do it. Let's play by the rules and just do whatever.
And so they did, but it almost got ugly, especially when each watched videos of the other on their date.
I can't even understand this video.
No, it's like playing it from the very beginning. I don't know what...
Hello?
That was from the beginning.
Okay, well, just hold off on the tape for a second. Maybe that was a mistake. Hold off on the tape. We'll let you try to win the $500 now. Secret song number 6. Turn it off, please. Thank you. Secret song number 6. We've laid out an intricate roadmap for you. Just give us title and artist. And you're going to win $500. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Judy Garland.
And we wish you...
Godspeed. Caller, name this secret song.
See, Buzz, how could you think that was How Deep Is Your Love?
I have no idea.
How Deep Is Your Love is a slow song.
Down the clues.
If we do have a winner, the money is courtesy of Main Street Title.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to see the visual.
Yes, I know.
That goes along with, because you
damn it, it doesn't work on the radio.
What you had was the spazzing out,
right.
Filled up, boozed up Judy Garland there.
Absolutely. Maybe I'll do it at the Las Vegas style show.
Yes, you know, please.
Hey, all right.
Hey, for $5, give us title and artist.
Was that The Way We Were? Marvin Hamlisch, Alan Bergman, and Marilyn Bergman?
The Way We Were was by Barbra Streisand.
Not according to the Academy Awards.
I told you this guy was like Billy Cleary.
He is a dummy. I thought, you know, it was just dumminess that I thought.
Title and artist. The Academy Awards, the composer, so he's crediting the composer because I bet you're internet savvy, aren't you?
No, you see, it is title and artist is
right.
What he asked for, but I mean that you're wrong.
But besides, that's been guessed anyway.
Right,
it's already been guessed.
But you're clever.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hold on, and don't forget that every guess is a clue
for you.
Thanks a lot. So now, why are you mad now, Rob?
I don't know.
Oh, Rob,
I am really
Rob,
mad.
Rob, be mad. I'm right
mad.
With you. I'm with
mad
you on that guy.
He was, first of all, he played the clip wrong.
He was
bad
smug.
Fidelity. He was smug.
Right.
It was wrong. It was guessed in the wrong format. It was already guessed.
Yeah.
Thanks for effing listening.
Yeah. Okay, all right, listen.
Yeah.
Let me make everybody happy. We're going to bring Lisa in and ask her what happened at the tanning bed today. But before we bring Lisa in to show us her spots, and she actually has, according to her, she told us before the show, giant
polka dots.
giant white spots all over her body, but she had to rub some kind of lotion on before she got into the tanning bed. We're going to try to find the perfect music.
Because we've gotten a few phone calls that folks are enjoying, specifically guys are enjoying the recaps of Lisa's tanning sessions.
So you tell me which one of these you like best. I got about 10 of them here.
Okay. This is from our Dirty Movie soundtrack. I don't like that one.
You don't like this one? Give it a chance. The name of the song is Blow Me Down. This would probably be the part of the movie where they're just kissing.
Oh, they never kiss in those movies.
All right, yeah. Let's go to cut number two.
All right.
Stiffed.
Like that.
That 70s guitar.
Yeah. All right, I got
that. Yeah, that's a good one.
Let's go to Seduction.
Okay.
No.
No.
Not what we're looking for. Okay. Cut number four is Sexercise.
Okay.
Too wacky.
Yeah. Too much of that heavy synthesizer.
Too wacky to be in a porno.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe if you had a clown porno.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. All right, let's try.
I mean, got there. It was getting there a little bit. Yeah. Bow, bow, bow.
Love Muscle, cut five.
What? They're all the same. They all have that.
Well, this is actual real music from real adult films, classic adult film music. All right, maybe you'll like the next one.
Okay.
I know you'll like the title. Pearl Necklace.
Oh, God.
I like pearl necklace.
Yeah.
I like a pearl necklace.
Yeah.
I like a pearl necklace.
Yeah. Hope nobody takes that out of context.
I like to give a pearl necklace. I like to give a pearl necklace. Okay. Let's go to, hey, Mike, I bet you like this one.
All right.
The title is The Money Shot. That's the name of the song.
They all start the same way.
Uh-huh. Yep. That doesn't seem like they're all really the same song.
They're all exactly the same.
No, this sounds like something from The White Shadow.
It's horrible.
Starring Ken Howard as Coach Ken Reeves. With Coolidge. Salami.
I'm just hoping that there's one on there that's going to wow us.
And Go-Go Gomez. Okay, let's try Bottoms Up. Boom, 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 boom. That's right.
It's good work.
One pill.
I like this one. This is the best one so far.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
No.
Just because it's different.
All right, here's Dr. Sex.
Ah, I like this.
Hello. My name is Dr. Sex.
But you'd have to have it on reverb. My name is Dr. Sex, 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 Sex. Oh, there it is again.
Jesus. Of course. Right, hold on. Let's try Big Top. Big Top.
No, that's just like a bebop beat.
Yeah. It's like gangbang music now.
Really? Wait, that's what you play in your house when that goes on.
Yeah. How about Private Dick?
Okay.
Cut number eight. Private Dick. Sounds like music, transition music on the Rockford Files, doesn't it?
That's a little different, but it's too normal.
All right, there's only one more cut we haven't heard. Hard Times.
All right.
Wait for it to cue up.
Yeah.
could smash that CD and I wouldn't have a problem
with it. I go with number one. This is my choice. The first one, Blow Me Down. Just because it's like generic.
Yeah, and it's what we have. I mean, yeah.
Sounds like a porn film.
You like number two?
Cut the guitar in it.
That was one of my favorites.
And Rob liked number two.
All right, tell me what you think of this one, Mike.
Stiffed.
Yeah, yeah, because it's got the guitar. Rob's right. It's got that little. It gets right to it. You see, it doesn't waste time with an intro. Now, we didn't get very far in this one either. Let's see what happens in here.
This has got good momentum, and then when she gets to the best part of the damn story, then you could go to cut one.
No, it's too fast. I think we should really go with Blow Me Down.
Oh, Blow Me Down's boring.
BMD?
You know, they're all bad. I think we agree that they're all really not that good.
You want the other volume?
Didn't we have...
Give me another volume. Yeah, absolutely.
This is volume two.
Wow.
Yeah, give me volume one.
I seem to remember we played this CD, maybe the other one, and had ones that we liked a lot better.
All right, hold on.
It's too much of that.
All right. Here you go, volume one. Debbie Does Dallas.
All right. We played that for a long time, but you can't argue with that.
It used to be the standard, though.
I mean, that is, when you're talking about that kind of music, that's perfection.
All right, hold on. How about cut two?
Okay.
I Like to Watch.
The first CD blows the other one away. The second one that is already better.
All right, cut number three, Taboo.
Taboo.
Okay. Yeah, Taboo.
See, at least the other ones have, you know, they have something.
All right.
So play that a little longer. Does it get any, get any better?
All right, now give it a second here. I think that's it. All right, how about Behind the Green Door?
Okay.
Cut number four.
Buzz.
Behind the Green Door.
They love their little pom pom pom.
They do. Let's try.
You think that they put more energy into the soundtrack? I mean, you know, don't these people have pride?
Seika's Fantasies.
Okay.
What's this? Absolutely.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Rob was giving you a thumbs up on that one.
All right, I'm going to go try one more on this. Deep Throat.
Okay.
I know this is from Deep Throat or just the name of the song.
It's from the movie.
It's from the movie, Buzz.
Is it really, Buzz?
Yeah.
All of these are. That is the 70s cheesy. You know, those first cuts up at the top of this album, you can't argue with it.
I'm afraid we're going to have to stick with the old, tired, and true Debbie Does Dallas. So let's welcome into the studio now to talk about her day at the tanning bed, our very own lovely Lisa.
Here she comes,
strutting in. Guys,
hello, gentlemen.
Guys, you want to set your beach towels out right now.
Right.
Get that Neutrogena moisturizing lotion.
So, Lisa, you went back to the tanning bed.
Yes, I did. I went against your advice, you know, to stay away for a little while.
Right.
And I got in there, and, you know, a girlfriend of mine runs the place, and I got to pick which bed I wanted to go in. I picked the one with the face tanner, so it concentrates stronger bulbs on just your face, and went in for about 15 minutes, about what I did the other day.
Boy, your arms and your hands even are red. Look at the palms of her hands.
Yeah, the palms of my hands. So weird. You know, you don't really get sun on the bottom of your hands.
You got burned on the bottom of your hands?
Well, they got a little pink, and I'm sitting at lunch right afterwards, and my palms are itching. They itch like mad. I just rub it.
Are you sure they're using the proper equipment at this tanning salon?
Oh, absolutely. I've been there, you know, lots of times.
All right.
So tell us about the cream you had to apply to your body today.
Okay, so this lotion. Now, mind you, I use this generally when I have a base tan, not right. to get my base tan.
So you use General Lee?
Generally.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was some kind of new lotion.
Through the window, yeah.
Okay, very good.
And it has what they call a tingle factor. So when you put it on, you get under the light, it burns. Like your skin literally is tingling and it turns bright red. You can even feel before you get in. It's already starting to tingle.
It burns.
It burns.
It burns real good.
Right.
So I'm in there for 15 minutes, you know, just lounging, laying around. And remember, I do go in the nude.
That's important. You want to say that again, please.
When I go tanning, I put on lotion all over my body, and I go in the nude.
All right. Would you mind
that, gentlemen? She tans in the nude.
Would you mind just one more time? Let me just turn the music down a little bit.
Sure. I put lotion all over my body, and I get into the bed, and I am in the nude.
Okay, thank you.
Then he brings the music back up. You got to bring it up like more dramatically, would you? Can we try this one more time?
Okay, if you want. Okay.
Because you really make the... So tell us what happens again.
I put lotion all over my body, and I get into the bed, and I am completely nude.
All right, then what happens?
So I'm in there, and when you have the headphones, you know, you can listen to some, just hanging out. I get out. You know, it's kind of like an alarm clock. The lights go off, and you wake right up. I get out, and I look in the mirror. Now, you can see clearly where you missed spots. I put lotion. I think I'm coating everywhere, you know. I'm doing every which way around my back, trying to cover my back. I look on my forearm. I missed a huge spot on my forearm, and it's started to fade a little bit now. Huge white spot here. On my legs, in my bikini region, missed a huge spot, no lotion.
Down by your genitals?
Well, you know, which would be, you know, the bikini area, like if you were to get a bikini wax, you know, in that area.
Right. By your gens?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
So big, huge white spot on my back. Oh, sure, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to reach around and can't get a huge white spot on my back. My cleavage did red.
Right.
A little more.
Right. Well, here we go. We're going to get a nice little peek of that. It's very red. Look at that. When she puts her finger on her cleavage, it's almost like something with a sunburn you can actually.
So do you feel burnt?
Oh, now my God. Look at how red her stomach
is. That's very burned. That's very burned.
And it doesn't hurt. I mean, it's just a touch.
Also, right underneath your eyes, your cheeks look like they're burned.
Yeah, that's
right there.
The special face tanner.
Damn, your stomach is absolutely burned.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. I mean,
do you burn when you go to the beach?
Well, that's what I'm trying to work at now, you know, to get my base tan. But generally, when I go to the beach, I will burn and then tan.
Right.
So I'll be red for a couple days, and then it'll start to fade, and my tan will come in.
Are you going again tomorrow? Please?
Yeah, sure.
Because we need an update.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are a lot of people listening that need an update.
Okay, so we'll have Chapter 3 tomorrow.
Very good.
Sure thing.
All right, thank you, Lisa.
Thanks,
Lisa. Bye. That's Lisa with her tanning update of the day.
There you go.
She's blonde and very fair.
We do that as a public service.
Many of our listeners.
Yes, and of course, with this group, she's the fairest of them all.
Yes, she is.
Absolutely. Well, no, you know,
Rob's whiter than anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Rob, you know, Rob does burn.
Oh.
When Rob goes to the Triple K meeting, he doesn't have to wear the sheet. I mean, he is so freaking white.
Hi, look at me.
Hello, John and Mike show.
Hey.
Hi there, you're on the air.
You guys were talking about the dildo parties earlier?
Oh, on the HBO show, right.
I've been to two of them at my neighbor's house.
What are they called?
They're called dildo parties.
And is it like a manufacturer that sponsors them?
Well, it's one big company, and then there are little independent people that sell the stuff, and it's called Tasteful Treasures.
Tasteful? There you go. That's what I was looking for. Tasteful Treasures.
Well, Tasteful Treasures, and they are definitely that. She comes with all different stuff, all different sizes and colors for girls and for guys.
So do girls sit around and play with them in front of each other?
Well, not exactly play with them in front of each other. She calls them units, and she has one unit that has to be 14 inches long. And whenever she says unit, you pass it along, and whoever has the unit at the end of the game gets to keep it and take it home with them.
It sounds like musical chairs almost, or hot potato.
Do the do the clothes ever hit the floor while you're doing this?
Not, well, you go back to a certain room, and you order all your products with her.
You go back to the what room?
Like a certain room that you designate to order your stuff.
You know, it's funny. It must be, it's just my brain making me want to hear things. I thought she said you go back to the stirring room.
No, a certain room.
Oh, a certain room.
A certain room.
Okay.
And you order your stuff, and you can test certain products back there if you want to with whomever you came to the party.
Yeah, but are those the products that have been to all the parties?
No.
Well, what happened? All right, riddle me this, Batman. What if you go to one of these dildo parties, and you get one, and you try it out, and then you say, you know what? It's just not for me. What does she do? Swab it off and bring it to her next party?
I never asked her that. I don't know.
Really?
Isn't it like I know when I've been out.
Like, you ever go and anybody is selling anything, and you see like the samples that they have there. They usually get a little gamey after two or three visits.
Yeah, well, I would think after one visit,
right?
That product
well,
would get.
She also sells. I don't know if I can say it on the air. The female area. A silicone female vagina for the men.
Artificial vaginas?
Yes.
And are those big sellers?
Yes, they are.
Are they electronic?
No, it's just a silicone little thing that she passed around, and you put KY jelly inside of it, and she had to stick our fingers inside.
Is this for your husband or for your boyfriend?
Oh, definitely.
Why?
There are certain nights where I just don't feel like dealing with him, and so he's more than welcome to go
to use the plastic vagina.
So really, he's what he's doing is J-O-ing, but in fact, he's using a device.
It looks like a
boot.
Looks like a bagel, right? like a plastic bagel.
A bagel.
No, it more looks like just a kind of like a tube, only it's shaped like a woman for.
Oh my God! How much is the plastic vagina that you put jelly inside?
That was $34.95.
Did you buy one for your husband?
No, I didn't personally, but my neighbor did.
What has she said about the plastic vagina? What has she said about it? I mean, good reviews. Are the reviews coming in?
They're nothing but good. She loves it, and so does her husband.
Honey, I could not imagine anything grosser than, and I'm used to being turned down, you know, for a variety of reasons, whether it's, you know, I got up too early this morning, or, you know, I'm too tired now, or, you know, that time, or whatever. First of all, I could never picture Frida saying, I'm not in the mood, but here, she reaches into the drawer and goes, here's your plastic vagina. And second, could you picture having sex with a plastic vagina?
Well,
yes.
My neighbor does, as her husband does, and she loves it just as much.
If it was, you know, simply the, you know, if it was part of my wife's thing, and it was simply as opposed to doing that, you know what I mean? If it was doing that, I wouldn't mind seeing what it felt like.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
I mean, you know me, I'm very experimental that
you
way.
You wouldn't do it in front of your wife, though, would you?
I don't know.
Like, if
you know,
was,
frankly, I don't know whether I could do it in front of me.
If
stuff like that, I would think it wouldn't be any good.
If she's laying there reading a book, you know, on her side of the bed or on your side of the bed, you're going to town with a plastic bag.
Very, very hard to do that. But I also think in my mind would be, it's not a like a J.O. tool. It's really a device that's designed for guys that have never experienced that sensation. You know what I mean?
For the Dennis Murphys of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just don't think if I could get that out of my head, you know, maybe I could use the device, but I doubt I'd enjoy it. But I'd certainly be willing to try.
I bet we could buy one for Wendell.
Oh, absolutely.
I bet Wendell would love it.
Yeah. But you know what? You know, I also think that really when you're doing that type of thing that, you know, Rosie Palm, I think that's nothing better than that, really, if you're going to do that job.
All right, that's what's so great about being a guy is that you really... Hold on a second. I got to say something here.
Oh, God.
The other thing about being a guy.
He's all hot and bothered. What do you think of that, ma'am?
Does that turn you on, honey? www.egars.com, hottest cigar site on the planet. Two great things about being a guy. First great thing.
Right.
And this I mean, the world is your urinal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If you're a guy.
Right.
Seriously, you can take a leak anywhere. Anytime.
Out of doors.
Any place.
Some guys indoors. No, I'm kidding.
Second, anytime you need to take care of yourself, you don't need any accoutrements.
No, you don't.
All you need is, you know, 5 minutes alone.
Right, right. There are things that make it easier.
Well, sure, like the items we discussed in the hotel room.
Yeah, when we were, you know, calling Hilton and demanding that they leave hand lotion in the hotel rooms.
Right. All right, listen, before you go, I have a riddle for you.
Okay.
Okay, win a prize if you can answer this riddle. What do you call the useless piece of skin around the vagina?
This is a joke, isn't it? This is a smack some internet joke.
No. It's a real riddle. What do you call the useless piece of skin around the vagina?
Right. Yeah.
The woman.
Yeah, there it is.
Thank you. Okay, goodbye.
Rob, try to get a grip on yourself. Rob, falling on the floor right now, of course.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, call the paramedics. Call the paramedics for Rob after that joke.
Look how red his face is. A moment ago I said he's white as a ghost. Now he's beet red.
Right. They'd file that one under Spiewak Classics.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Fun Ducks.
Hey.
Quick question. Lane closure. She get the boot?
Our traffic lady? No, she did not. No. She managed to survive the bloodbath at the shadow traffic.
Well, that's good. Good for her. We congratulate her for that.
That's good. I listen to her here in D.C., so that was good. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buddy.
Hey, hi.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Did you just hang on? Hold on. I got two lines together. Hold on a second, please. All right, go ahead.
Buddy.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
All right, you're introduced, Mike's introduced, and Rob Spiewak is introduced in the beginning of the show.
Right.
But you never say anything about Buzz.
That's absolutely right. Hello, Don and Mike. It's not a slight.
Buzz is introduced when he does his news.
Yeah, right. It's not a slight. You know, we also don't introduce Charlie or Lisa, you know. I mean, it's just the way the show's kind of evolved. It's no slide on Buzz, certainly. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Hey, yeah.
That woman with the artificial vagina.
Right.
You should ask her, how do they clean those out?
I would guess with soap and water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. It's a hideous... The whole thing sounds just ridiculous to me, but,
you know, in a way, it might be less fuss and muss than the other stuff you'd have to bring, like paper towels or towels or something like that. This is so... I'm grossing myself
out. I've never used paper towels.
You've never used any towels?
No. Generally, what I use...
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, hold on a second. You've never cleaned up after yourself after that?
Generally, I'll take whatever shirt I had on.
Oh, God.
No. Hold on. It's normally before I'm going to go to work, take a shower. Like, I just take the T-shirt that I have. I'll take it off.
That is so gross.
I'll sop up the leave-ins and then
put it in a hamper.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wowsy woo woo.
Why? What's wrong with that?
No, it's just a different strokes for different folks.
And sometimes I just leave it.
No, I don't believe that for a minute.
When it goes
in like your bedroom.
When it goes on the floor, I do.
Oh, my.
I do. That's the truth. I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
What am I going to do? Get out down the floor and, you know, wipe it up?
Boy, your carpeting must be like a bed of nails by
now.
Well,
no, sometimes with my slipper, I do is just kind of like I'm putting out a fire. You know what I mean? I'll just go back and forth in the carpet a little bit with it.
Still won't help that bed of nails thing after a while.
No, it won't. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buddy.
But most of it I'm able to sop up with a T-shirt.
Sop up.
Hello.
Like a biscuit.
Yes, hello.
You lucky SOBs.
Why?
You're the only guys that get to go on the radio and talk about a woman getting naked and rubbing lotion all over herself.
Well, we do that as a service to you.
And I appreciate it, and that's why I called.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Lisa will have another update tomorrow.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Howdy, boys.
Hey.
Don?
Yeah.
You're missing a point here.
What?
An important point.
What's that?
A major point.
All right, go.
These tools are made not just to get yourself going, but if your wife, your young bride, is too tired, too out of it, too whatever, there's nothing like doing it right in front of them and getting them going.
I would think that my wife would be turned off if she saw me using a device like that.
Yeah, same here. Frida would
puke. You got the wrong women.
No. You might have the wrong woman. I know my woman. I've been with her 20 years. she can barely open her eyes when we have sex normally. I don't think she wants to see me having sex by myself.
There would probably be comedy value. it'd be like, oh, stop it. Put that away.
You know what it is? It's like when we did the J.O. contest last year when we had people taping themselves J.O.ing. When we watched just people's faces.
Well, yeah, when we, especially the guys, is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. You know, when we've had shows where we've gotten stuff, whether it's that lotion that you use, the different edible panties and stuff like that, I've occasionally brought some of that stuff in, and it's more of a comedy factor than anything else. But with the comedy factor, it kind of leads eventually after the comedy and the stuff's out of the way, it can get you going. It can get you started. I guess that is the idea.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey,
she pry that thing off Frank Ahern's?
Yeah, he could use it.
He's got one in his desk.
Thank you, my friend. Hello.
Here it is.
He has the plastic rectum, though.
You should be truthful. They used him as the mold.
Yeah, yeah, they did.
Of course they did.
All right, hold on. Time out. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
I know.
Like for him and Glaze?
Hey, you bless it, I'll eat it.
He's not coming.
Who?
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
Well, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing Dee now?
Hey! We're here with AJ, Robert Eiler, who did the greatest thing last year by saying, well, you gotta say it for me.
Oh, come on, not, I did it once. I did it once. That's it.
Oh, come on. One more.
No, because then and next year you'll want another one.
Absolutely.
And another one. I don't have it in me.
Gotta say it.
I can say something else is f***ing it.
I like that. How about you never listen to the f***ing Don and Mike show?
You never listen to the f***ing Don and Mike show.
But you can listen to him on f***ing NEW every night.
You can listen on the f***ing NEW every night.
Thanks so much for your time.
All right. Thank you. Well, I don't mean to
piss you. Like 4 solid hours of prostate manipulation. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
Hi
there. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Can you speak up a little bit, ma'am?
I'm sorry, is that better?
Yeah, hi. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a question for the resident J.O. expert.
Well, who wants to take it? We all are experts.
Well, the more input I get, the more helpful it will be to me. And I appreciate it very much.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
How can we help you?
This weekend, I was out of town for 3 days.
I consider myself to be the Mark McGuire of J.O.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with Mr. Mark McGuire, if you're much of a sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm familiar with him.
Well, for the purposes of this discussion, call me Sammy.
The Sammy Sosa?
Absolutely.
And Buzz?
Yes?
Who would you be?
I don't know. Who would I be? Since you're doing sports analogies.
Who's the dude who died? You'd probably be the Lou Gehrig.
Right.
The Lou Gehrig of J.O.N.
Today I consider myself the luckiest man. Buzz would be the Roger Maris.
Of J.O.ing?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, the Joe Torrio of J.O.ing. We got the Sparky Anderson of J.O.ing.
Yeah, pick an old guy, by all means.
It's got to be
Sparky Anderson. The Casey Stengel. I am all of 4 or 5 years older than you.
Well, so you say, Buzz. Yeah. All right, how can we help you?
Okay, here's my question.
Yeah.
I'm out of town for a total of 3 nights, right?
Right.
And I come back, and my boyfriend and I, trying to reunite after the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I reach down there, and he's completely chapped. Like, chapped lips or something.
You mean it's red and irritated down there?
Yeah, I mean, rough to the feel. You know, it was dark, I couldn't see, but definitely the way it felt. And I was like, what?
Oh, he might have made a tragic mistake and used soap. He might have done it with soap.
It was his statement that he did it so much, he pretty much rubbed himself raw.
Well, if he was using nothing,
that is an entirely plausible story.
I don't understand how it would get
how
rough.
How much would you have to do that, to rub yourself
raw? You'd have to do it. Well, first off, he must not be very good at it.
He must be very clumsy.
Well, that's all he does. He prefers that to me, and that's pretty much he does that quite a bit.
Wow! Can't blame a guy for being normal. Okay.
No, I don't blame. I don't have any problem. If we had a normal sex life, it'd be one thing. But how much would you have to do that to rub yourself raw?
I think you'd have to. I think it has more to do with his technique,
or perhaps he introduced something that, might have been a lubricant at the time, but then dried his skin out.
Like a Brillo pad?
No, maybe soap, like liquid soap would do that.
And it's also...
I don't know this from experience.
Right.
It's entirely a possibility that
Did he watch porno when he was doing this?
Oh, yeah, my computer is about to crash.
Wait a minute. What was his... that's bad if he's using the computer for porn. What was the...
You should buy him some DVDs or let him rent movies.
Well,
that internet's a scary area.
Magazines.
You know, hey, listen, honey, what you've said right there, that could very much explain it, why it would be so red and chapped, and I'm going to give you my expert analysis.
Okay.
If your husband is trying to do this on the computer, your average computer takes so long to download,
yeah.
You don't get real-time movies, you just get an image.
I mean, usually when you're at a computer, you're not close to a comfort zone type of activity. You're sitting in some sort of office chair.
You can't spread out. You
can't relax.
Right, you can't put your feet up.
Right.
But I go back to, what was his explanation?
He thought it was funny, and it skeeved me out so bad. I was just,
Was he sore? Was he tender?
No, he wanted to go at it, and I was like, forget it.
What did it look like?
I didn't even look, thing.
Now there's the problem right there. Mm-hmm.
Did it look like a burned hot dog that had been on the...
He didn't look, girl.
I'm not kidding, the whole thing felt like... Chapped lip.
That's scary. I've never heard of the dry skin thing before.
I'm detecting a little frigidity.
Now you, so you read?
No, I'm not. I mean, I buy him porn. I have no problem. I mean, the problem is that him and I together don't have things aren't what they should be there. He turns to that.
Are you a hottie?
Yeah.
Are you really hot?
Yeah, I am.
Well, then why doesn't he like to have sex with you?
I don't know. He's younger than me, and I don't know if
do you, do you whine a lot? Do you talk a lot when you have sex?
I know. I sound like I'm 12. I have a terrible voice.
No, it's not a 12 thing. It's just kind of a... What celebrity do you most resemble?
I've been told Grace from Will and Grace and Brooke Shields. I'm very tall.
Oh, boy.
How tall are you?
6'1".
Wow, 6'1".
So you're a big old Amazon.
No, I'm not big. I'm very thin.
So you didn't even look, but 6'1" is tall for a woman.
So all you did was just reach underneath the covers and touch him, and when you
in a sexual way.
Was he turgid when you touched him?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, hold on. I got a guy on the phone who says it happened to him.
Hold on a second,
Johnny.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, buddy.
Johnny. Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, when I was in college, my wife and I, when we first consummated our relationship, we did it over and over and over again. And I played football in college, and I had the same thing that she's describing happen to me. And I asked my trainer, the football trainer, what it was, and he told me it was friction blisters.
So you're saying that perhaps this guy has been somewhere else?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, what do you think of that, Susan? Is that your name, Susan?
Yeah.
Do you suspect that he may have been with another woman? Susan?
I'd rather not suspect that.
Well, what do you think? I mean, I know it's not happy to think about, but I mean, now that you think about it, do you think there might be a possibility?
Check his underpants?
That's why I'm asking the experts. You're supposed to tell me this.
Well, you know, that's...
Is that a possibility?
The guy that called with a viable explanation, I mean, it does sound kind of credible.
I'm still hearing. It felt exactly like that. The skin was rough and flaking off.
Is that what
Gross.
You were...
That's not how it felt?
Yeah, that is how it felt.
Well, that's what happened. They're called friction blisters, and it's from having sex too much.
And he couldn't do that from J-O-ing?
Oh, I've done that just as much as I've been with my now wife before that was girlfriend, and no, that's the only thing that brought that on.
Well, there's a possibility that something else could have done it, but it's also very, you know, very good possibility that it might be that friction.
But you guys have never felt that before, have you?
What, we've been J-O-ing? I have not.
The dry thing, no.
No.
No, I haven't had that, no.
And I haven't either, but I felt it when I was having sex 2 and 3 times a day with my girlfriend back then.
Mm. Well,
hey, Susan, let me ask you, did you smell his wiener?
No, I don't know if you could detect...
You know,
I'm sure that, you know, he had bathed and everything before I got back.
Would there, now that you think of it, was there anything else about that weekend coming back that might have given you pause now that you think about it?
Yeah.
Like behavior, like...
Like what?
Like, he said he cleaned the house, but it seemed like, now you guys are going to throw up. The only things he cleaned were my things were put away. my perfume was put away, which is never put away, and my pajamas, things like that.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to be a part of this.
All right,
this
guys,
is...
I got to go. You're right.
Everybody's running.
We have to go, too.
Run for your lives.
Bye.
This is, we are getting a fellow brother in trouble here.
Yeah, but boy, I'm sorry. If you're looking for a slam dunk, he put your perfume away?
Yeah.
Oh, why did he tell you he did that?
He said he cleaned the house, but there was nothing put away but stuff like that.
Were the pictures of you turned up, like, turned face down?
No, they were where they are.
Huh. And then now this is his place, or do you guys share?
Ours.
Oh.
And so he said he cleaned up, but the only stuff he put away was your personal effects?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, that's not
those are the only things that I noticed. I mean, he's never cleaned the house before, so any effort was something.
Are you, it doesn't sound like you're really happy with him.
Well, this doesn't help.
Yeah.
Well, I wish we could be more help.
I'm sorry. Might be time to confront him. You know, it might be time to you know, just call him on it.
Why don't you tell him you called the show today and that, you know, you asked about the chapped wiener. And then, you know, you got some feedback on that, and then you mentioned that he cleaned up, but he only put away your personal items. Let me ask you, do you have the sheets? Have you washed the sheets yet?
No. Well, I don't know if he did.
Have you looked?
The same sheets are on there as when I left.
Uh-huh. Really?
Hold on a second. I got another guy who's got a theory for you. All right, Tom, what's your theory for Susan?
Hey, you know, I had the same thing happen, and I actually went out with a girl that had, let's say, not decent anus area, and I mean, it was real rough, and a week later, maybe 4 or 5 days later, I had the same problem.
All right.
Can we quit having guys call in and talk to me?
It's upsetting you. I understand.
All right, hold on. No. I got a nice guy here. This guy says don't scare her. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, man, I haven't heard you guys in almost 2 years, and I'm listening to this. This guy is scaring this girl. He's not sleeping around with anybody. That's happened before. You know, you're sitting there, you're going at it for a while. You know, if you're not using any lubricant, next thing you know, next day comes, little chafing around the top, maybe around the side.
But why would you put your wife's perfume away?
You're being nice.
Excuse me? You're being nice?
He was just being nice. He's not sleeping around. That guy's just trying to scare her.
Oh, you know what? This is probably some guy who's banging some other chick, and he's afraid that his wife is listening to this today on our show.
If he was banging some other chick, he'd be all over her in a heartbeat.
I'd like to say that nothing has been proven yet.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's just trying to scare you, sweetheart. Trust me. Your husband is fine. If he was starting to shower you with gifts or something like that, then I'd start suspecting something.
All right, thank you, guilty man. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Interesting.
Obviously, Joe, the guilty man, calling in.
Well, let's examine the relationship. Are you happy?
Happy?
Are you happy?
I mean, no.
Well, then if the relationship blew up, I mean, it wouldn't be that big a deal, then, right?
Well, there are extenuating circumstances, and
like what?
I have a child, and this is the first person I've ever let be around. That child, so...
Well, that's a drag.
How old is the child?
7.
Oh.
You mentioned there was an age difference. What are your ages?
There's a 7-year age difference. Him being in his early 20s, me being in my late
20s. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Early 20s?
Yeah.
Honey, what do you think you're going to get with a guy in his early 20s?
I don't know.
It's a dangerous life form. We've all been there.
Is he a member of the Cleary family?
I mean, I have always said, and I will say this to my daughters when they get to be a certain age, the man in his early 20s, one of the most dangerous things walking the planet.
I love men in their 20s. I loved being a man in my 20s.
Oh, I loved being a man in my 20s, but now I fear them.
All right, hold on. I got a guy who wants to help you get even.
Oh, okay.
Maybe this guy wants to bang you.
Oh, trust me. I've tried that, too.
Hello.
I've got my own...
Oh, so wait, hold on. You bang other guys?
No, God, no. I take care of myself and let that be known.
Well, hello, Stanley. Hello.
Hey, I'll help her get even.
How will you help her get even?
Hey, a nice night out the Ritz.
Yeah, he wants to date you.
This guy just wants to bang you.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
All right, thank you, Stanley.
No, thanks,
Joe.
Bye-bye. Well, listen, Susan, when he gets home tonight, why don't you tell him about the call you made to the show? I bet he'll never listen to our show. And tell him some of the... Tell him some of the issues that were brought up and see what he says. You know, listen, maybe the guy just was J-O-ing all weekend long and and just decided to clean up the house except only put away your personal items.
Yeah, it might just be a coincidence that that's happened.
But you know what I do? Are you in the house now?
No, I'm stuck in traffic.
You're stuck. When you get home, just snoop around. Because right now he doesn't think you're really suspicious of anything, right?
So what am I snooping for? Not
evidence?
No.
Whatever evidence. You can find.
I mean, what about the sheets? How long ago was this? How long ago were you out of town? How many days ago?
I got back Sunday.
You have caller ID?
Yeah. Nothing on there.
Nothing on there. All right. Well, he's sneaky then. Good for him. All right. Well, Susan, call us and let us know what happens.
Okay.
All right.
You guys have been really helpful.
I'm glad we could help.
And I've enjoyed talking to you. I love your show. I love you guys.
Thank you.
You sound very sweet, and we hope it works out for you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I didn't want to break her heart. She sounded very sweet. But it's obvious to me he was having anal sex with someone else in his house.
I don't know if it was anal. I buy that friction burn.
Case closed.
Always anal with you, isn't it?
Well, no, that's what the guy on the phone said.
Well, I think I agree with the previous guy that said it was maybe a friction burn.
Yeah,
the guy that got into the whole anal thing, God knows what that was about.
Why would you clean up and just put your wife's perfume and private stuff away?
You know, she investigates, you know, she might find something. Toothpick.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm telling you, she's looking for a perfume that's been put away. It sounds like that she may possibly have been suspecting something like this anyway, because, you know, she says, okay, perfume's been put away, and she's not talking about too much about the other stuff around the house, cleaning. Yeah, something's going on. There's no doubt about it.
I don't think she's totally in the dark. I think she might have a suspicion. I mean, she was aware that he only cleaned up her stuff, so.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
You know, I think you guys are off track a little bit. I think he's wearing her clothes and her perfume.
I thought of that.
Okay. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, man, I got a plan on how to use that vagina thing there. You know, your wife turns you down, she rolls over and goes to sleep. I figure you slide it up next to her, you know, where her butt is, you know, and you hump the thing that way.
Okay.
Brilliant idea.
Thank you. Thanks for the suggestion.
Way to go. Thank you. Orville Wright calling.
We appreciate it. We have to do a break. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show. Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls,
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
Two of Carmi's minions, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. That's all we are.
Sure.
A couple of phone calls here, then we got to move on. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yes, sir.
You know, the last caller, her husband wasn't cheating on her. Ain't you ever wore your wife's clothes?
I ain't never worn my wife's clothes.
Never?
Never.
Not even for dress-up fun?
I tell you if I did, but I haven't. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for the contribution to our show, though.
Thank you.
All righty.
Not even for dress-up fun?
Dress-up fun like...
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Big woman.
Hello. Turn your radio down, please.
Hi, Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hi there.
Hi. I just want to tell you guys that I love you guys to death. And I'm the one that girl's husband's been sleeping with.
Oh, come on. You are not.
No, I'm not. But is she really that stupid?
I don't know. She was tough to figure out. I think she had a knowledge of something that was going on. I mean, sometimes, isn't it really when a woman calls the show with something like that, she just wants to bust chops.
Yeah.
She wants to vent. She's mad, and she just wants to call the show, and that's the, you know, that's the reason she gives.
I think the fact that he hid her perfume says volumes more than the fact that he had a scabby penis.
Right.
Why would a guy, especially, you know, a woman's perfume, isn't it normally like sitting out in a, you know, on a little table or sitting out in a little carousel or something?
Yeah, in the bathroom area.
And, I mean, it just stays out there, and the only reason you would move that would be if you wanted to remove any evidence that there was another woman living in the house.
God.
Exactly.
What balls.
I know.
And then not putting it back.
Yeah.
I'll find out who he is, and I'll just go ahead and sleep with him.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Orr. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
He's Orr.
Got a little test for that young lady.
Yes, go.
She needs to give the guy the oatmeal test the next time she thinks he's been screwing around.
What is the oatmeal test?
Well, she just makes him drop his drawers. She throws a handful of dry oatmeal on him, and if it sticks, he's been screwing around.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, buddy.
Not like one
I actually had something similar happen to me to what happened to that girl, that girl's guy.
What?
Went to the doctor. He said it was superficial irritation. Now, this can happen both from sleeping around, and it can happen from the J.O. Now, see, I don't really think that he might be sleeping around for that reason, but the fact that he doesn't want to sleep with her, that's a red flag, kind of, that he might be out there doing the do with somebody else.
Well, no, no. Okay. No,
yeah, that's
right.
What she said. That was the first thing she said. That was one of her complaints, and that's what she thought the chafing was from.
And that's what you said it very astutely, I want to point out.
Right.
Well, he's a normal guy, though.
You know. She also said he was ready to go. She was the one who called it off at the time when she discovered
that's right. She was fondling him when she felt the scabs on his wiener.
But she didn't look at it. And, you know, when we're talking about tests, I remember somebody telling me about a guy in college that had the lemon juice test where he kept lemon juice next to his bed. And he would reach down. He would dip his fingers in the lemon juice and then reach down there. And if there was a horrible scream,
and touch a woman,
he would know that there were open sores.
Ugh. How's that? Sounds like it would work.
That's a good hint, Mike.
Got kind of quiet in here.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mara. How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I had this happen to me once back when I was 19 years old. I was banging my girlfriend at the time a lot.
Yeah.
And what happened was she had a bad yeast infection. I didn't know about it. But then I had the same thing happen. I'm thinking, why is this thing so scaling up on me?
I'll tell you, you know, listen to these calls. I'm beginning to think everybody ought to do what that lady did with Wendell. You know, use the Saran wrap.
Check this out.
The alcohol.
Which is a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Doctor looks at it, and, you know, I'm all embarrassed by it. Doctor says, well, you know, have you been really active? I said, yeah, you know, I've been, you know, with the same woman and stuff. He said, well, you know, this happens when a girl's got a bad yeast infection. You know how you get athlete's foot and your feet crack?
Yeah.
And get dry?
Oh, my God.
Then he says, that's the same thing. It's a fungus, man. You just contract
the
fungus. Huh. And then he gave me some stuff that was the same thing as Mysolex, which you could also use on your feet if you got athlete's foot. So this guy's been banging someone, you know, with a bunch of yeast.
So in essence,
well, that's a possibility too.
In essence, he's having sex with a girl with athlete's foot in her vagina.
Well, it's almost the same thing. It's a fungus,
okay.
And if she's got it really bad,
God.
Then it causes, you know, the flesh to get really dry.
And I guess you ought to cut down on the carbohydrates too.
Jesus Christ! Hello, Don and Mike.
Homo Joe here, Don and Mike. Long time.
Hey,
nice to see you guys.
Homo Joe.
Hey, HJ. Hi. Hey, listen, homosexual Joseph. First.
Yes, sir.
Clear up a rumor for us.
Yes.
Were you or were you not in Reno last weekend?
I had plane flight out, but it was snowed in, so I didn't make the flight.
But
I had a lot of connections to go out there.
We felt bad because someone on Friday night when we were sitting at the Peppermill, you know, getting pissed off that the show had been canceled, someone said, hey, Homo Joe's out here.
Yep.
So we were thinking, you know, where were you? We could have a drink with you.
Yeah, I had a plane flight, but because of the snow, it got canceled, so I never made it to the airport.
Well, you were going to try. You're a good friend of this show, Homo Joe.
But I will go out with you the next time because I had a lot of friends out there, and I was going to have dinner with a good friend of mine, Don, and her mother, and we didn't get a chance to connect up.
Well, now you're coming to the show Tuesday night, right?
Absolutely. I'm going to exhale a whole lot.
Gotcha.
I bet you are.
I'm having a dilemma, Don.
Go.
For Valen, I don't know what to give up. I have three straight guys and two gay guys. What should I do?
Hold on, do you have...
What do you mean?
I'm having an affair with three guys that are straight and married.
Well, no. If you're having an affair
with
them,
two guys.
Wait a minute, Joe. Then the guys are bi. The guys aren't straight.
Okay, well, they're bi then.
But you think of them as straight, don't you?
Well, they're just sort of.
That's part of the kick for you, isn't it, Homo
there's
Joe?
There's two show on, two Toms and a plumber.
Hey, Homo Joe, do you watch that show?
What the hell is that show about gays?
On Showtime?
Queer as Folk.
Queer as Folk.
Yes, I watched that show.
You like it?
Oh, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much real to real to life.
Did you see the Homo show on CBS last night?
Oh, yes. Oz?
Yeah, no, not Oz.
Oh.
That's a prison show.
Oh, yeah, that's really good too.
Oz is a big homo show.
Some of my best friends or some of my friends.
Yeah, all I know is it had
Jason Bateman and Danny Nucci.
Oh yeah.
Justine Bateman's brother is the gay guy and the homo, and some other guy is an Italian guy, and it's like, can these two opposites possibly survive together?
I saw the promo. Jason Bateman plays the gay guy, right?
Yes, he does.
Interesting.
It does it very convincingly, I might add.
I'll tell you.
I watched that Queer as Folk, and I got through about 10 minutes of it. It's
a little...
Is it accurate?
It's very accurate. I mean, some of the scenes are very circuit party-oriented, and it's like really heavy-duty.
I mean, so those parties really are like that?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, there's one up in New York coming up next month. It's a circuit party. They call it Black and Blue Parties.
Wow. You ever watch Undressed on MTV?
Oh, yes.
They have tons of gay people.
Absolutely.
Lots of homos, lots of lesbians on...
lots more gays on TV now.
On Undressed. And I think that, and I wouldn't know, but I would think that Undressed reflects a more realistic view of what it's like to be a homo, to be a lesbian.
Exactly.
I mean, they show Undressed is a pretty good show on MTV.
That is a great show.
It's a pretty dirty show. Yeah.
Really?
Very informational.
And they show all kinds of different couples. You know, I mean, I get a little grossed out, you know, when I see guys making out and stuff. But
yeah, they have that on the Queer as Folks show, too.
Yeah, but Undressed is a little...
Queer as Folk, I should say.
Right. So you have... You have three men in your life now?
Well, I have five men in my life right now.
God, you're such a whore, Joe.
That's what the doctor told me the other day. I had to go to the doctor's because I'm having chest pains. He says, because you're being such a slut.
You are really such a man, ho.
Chest pains.
I swear to God, you are. All right, tell us about your five men.
Okay, well, there's Tom and Tom. There's one Tom's lieutenant in the Navy.
Right.
He's married. And then there's another Tom that is gay that I'm having fun with.
Okay.
And then there's Sean and Sean. There's Sean with Sean is gay, and Sean is bi.
Yes.
And
the guy that's getting married. You think he minds you mentioning that on the radio? I mean, even though you're only using first names.
Well, their wives don't listen to the show. Thank goodness.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
All right.
And then there's the newest one who's a fan of the show, the plumber.
The plumber. Oh, I bet.
He's just coming out of a relationship with his wife and has a child and wants to get madly in love and all that kind of stuff.
I bet he snakes your pipe.
Well,
how do you...
No, I am laying the pipe.
Of course, that's right. I forgot that's what you prefer.
You pitch, not catch.
And he said he would come to the Las Vegas style show and vouch for Little Joe, Big Joe.
Oh, listen, you know what? We've already been through that with you, Joe.
Hey, Joe, I think it's time for you to come out of the closet with that thing and just say it's average, Joe.
Well, I'll let him tell you. He's going to come to
it's
the show as
small
well.
Small to average.
Small to average, Joe.
Okay, small to average, Joe. We'll see.
Don't forget, one time at one of our Las Vegas shows, Joe was telling us, bragging about it, he's Big Joe.
Right.
So we actually had him pull down his drawers on stage. I mean, I know it sounds queer, but it was, you know, he had been bragging about it on the show. We were even going to have a jingle for him made. You know, there goes Big Joe DiCaprio.
Big Joe. Hey, Big Joe.
Yes, sir.
Or Average Joe or Small Joe. In the gay community, is size... that big a deal? Is it as big a deal as it is in the straight community?
There are some facets of the folks that really like our size queens, as we call them.
Yeah. Size queens?
Size queens.
See, you ask Homo Joe a gay question and you get a good gay answer.
I am a size queen.
A size queen.
And I have nude for
there's
you.
There's the other folk that just don't care as long as they get it, you know.
Right.
So, Joe, you have five guys. What was your dilemma?
Well, I'm trying to decide what I should do. Like, you know, should I just drop all of it and just be celibate for a while for Lent and start a new life and, you know, chill out and stop having all the sex or
that
what?
Never works for you, Joe.
All right, well, listen, first I want to quote a piece of literature that Rob shows me daily. This is why you should not worry about Lent. Rob has a little sign somewhere that says God hates fags, so you shouldn't worry about Lens.
Oh, that's Rob's hateful desk that he has up there.
Yeah. That's right. I'll, next year, I'm going to go to New York with him to The Sopranos again. I'll show him a good time.
I heard his dad
is very dreamy, by the way.
His dad would be considered dreamy, yes.
Rob's dad is a good-looking man.
That's what I've heard.
You would think that Rob was dropped on his head when he was a baby or something. Rob's dad is such an attractive man.
And the swelling still hasn't gone.
Oh, there you go.
Joe, I don't think you should be celibate for Lent because you were celibate for a long time of your own free choice.
That's correct.
Perhaps you should give up something you really enjoy, like swallowing.
Ah, there you go.
Oh. Oh, you've done it. You hit my zone. Way to go.
Stop swallowing, okay.
Right.
Or desserts.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No desserts. How about that for Lent? No desserts.
Okay, I can do that. No desserts.
No desserts.
I tell you, we're covering the gamut today on today's show, aren't we? I love it.
And I think that guy's having an affair, but I think he's having maybe a bisexual affair, maybe having a group.
Oh, Joe, my God,
now enter that into it.
You know, but listen, keep in mind, whenever Joe calls, he always thinks that the person is always gay, right?
But he might be having a wonderful experience. I mean, some of the guys that are bisexual have gone to their houses. They always put up the wife stuff that make you think that they're gay, and you find out that they're not, you know.
And really, if you wanted to get really analytical about the whole thing,
you wanted to get anal about it.
Isn't J-O-ing really a bisexual experience?
That's everybody's experience.
See, think about it.
Even the gays do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's food for thought, isn't it?
I'm territorial when it comes to J-O-ing.
Really,
I'm always talking about being literal, but... I've always thought that J-O-ing was a heterosexual act, but I guess you're right, it's shared by all.
You remember that phone number we called out in San Francisco where they had the J.O. party?
Oh, do I? Jay, do you still have that number, Robbie?
I think so, yeah.
And if you think a dildo party for straight people is fun, you should see it for gay people.
Oh, my God.
All right.
It's a hoot.
Joe, we'll see you Tuesday, but hold on. Charlie needs to talk to you about something.
Okay, super.
All right, hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on, please. As long as Joe was mentioning it, let's... And you mentioned it, Mike.
Yep.
It's called the Masturbation Club.
Joe always has a gay conspiracy theory.
Yes, he does.
Now,
he always thinks it's gay.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember how much of this we could actually put on the air. Very little. Yeah, because they'll delete it.
All circuits are currently busy.
I bet.
Try again later. Thanks for calling.
It's almost the weekend.
Pull it out again.
That's why those circuits are busy, man. It's almost the weekend, Don.
The Masturbation Club. Oops, hold on a second. One.
That's right. It's very, very exciting out there. Let's see.
Ah, there you go.
It's all circuits are busy again, isn't it? Nope, maybe not.
I'm sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Oh, the party's over.
Service.
All right, hold on a second.
You have reached this record.
Hold on.
Number or try your...
Jesus. Or try the masturbation hotline one more
Very
time.
Very good. Let's see what happens. Maybe we'll get through on this go-around.
For those who love the J.O.
Very good.
Well... We're not getting the circuits are all busy thing.
That's good.
That's encouraging.
Hi, this is Dick and Tom with the joke of the week. I guess I made a mistake. Last week I took Ray Charles to a Marcel Marceau concert. Incidentally, have you seen Ray Charles' house? Don't feel bad. He's 18.
Oh, hello, Van Pattens.
Hi, Van Pattens. It's Don and Mike just checking in to say hello.
Don to say hi. Rob met your brother out at the Sopranos party in New York, Dick.
Hi, Dick. It's Rob. Hey, Tim was great, and the episode that he directed was fantastic.
All right, listen, much love from the Don and Mike Show to the Van Pattens.
Dick, you give us a call anytime on the Don and Mike Show.
Bye-bye.
It's come to that.
Ray Charles show.
For some people, that truly is the masturbation hotline.
Absolutely.
Just to hear Dick Van Patten's voice giving some lame joke.
I know it arouses me.
Hi. Oh, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing? Listen,
That's one of my favorites, too, the Van Patten joke line. I love that.
Thanks.
But listen, the about the tall broad, the 6'1" broad with the young guy.
Yeah.
The deal is, when she's out of town, the one who moved all the perfume and all that crap, he didn't clean the place. She moved it, the broad he had in there. She's the one that would have moved that stuff. You know what I mean? Tried it on, whatever, you know, put a little of the perfume on.
No, and you got it all figured out, don't you? Thank you, Magnum P.I.
Yeah, she's the one, you know, she's the one that put it on.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello. Don, it's like this, see? You got a girl in there, you know, she sees your perfume.
She puts it on.
She said, damn, I look fine.
Look at me in this red Ferrari.
Hi, my name's Thomas Magnum. I live here in this gorgeous estate with Higgins. I got it all figured out. No problem. She spritzed the perfume on and then put it under the nightstand. ATC. How's your helicopter business?
Fantastic. I tell you, I love being Magnum.
Fantastic. On the island of Hawaii.
And my wife, Jilly Mac.
That's Tom Selleck's wife's written name. Am I right about that?
I believe so.
Jilly Mac.
Hey, Jilly Mac.
Jilly Mac, a great food product.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
What's good?
All right, get out of here. Jesus, you're an idiot. He liked that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I had a question for Don and Mike.
Yes, we're here. Go ahead.
Question is, you're talking about masturbation and how it's kind of like bisexual or whatever. Don't you think it's kind of gay for a guy to masturbate and then finish on himself, like, you know, instead of, like, doing it in a towel, per se?
Well, what do you mean? I don't get it.
You mean if a guy gets it on himself, that's gay?
Well, isn't that like, you know, wouldn't that be considered kind of gay? Because, you know, you're like...
No, because it comes from you. You just can't... aim good.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Can you ask Homo Joe if he calls back in, what his thoughts are?
Random thought. Okay, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, good evening.
Right, hello there.
I wanted to call and tell y'all that I bought my husband one of those pocket vaginas because he travels a lot.
Oh, God.
And you were speaking about this earlier. I'm sorry, I'm digressing in the conversation.
That's all right.
But I did ask him, you know, how often had you used it? Did you use it very often? And he said he only used it twice, mainly because he smelled like a Barbie doll package afterwards.
All right, get out of here. Goodbye.
Bad gift for a traveler. Can you imagine trying to get that through the X-ray machine?
Yeah, what if you go through customs, you know, and all of a sudden they search your bag, you know.
Excuse me.
And you know what they do?
What these days?
That's what they would find. They take the end of it and kind of wiggle it around.
I might not want to do that.
Fleshy plastic vagina.
The plastic flower.
So we are going to give away the money. I got the feeling now.
Good.
We're going to give away the money. Hi, Tony.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Listen, be the 100th caller right now.
All right.
We're
going
to solve the secret song riddle right now. And if we don't get a winner this time, I'm going to give away the mother of all clues.
Okay.
Will guarantee the next time we have the winner, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now. Good luck.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show. The Ken Stevens Management Seminar is now available through audio tape.
No, I don't know what to say.
Successful radio management doesn't happen by accident. It happens with solid training.
I mean, I forgot to tell you that I was taking you up on what I thought was the agreement. No.
With Ken's tapes, you'll develop skills in crisis management.
Because that's why I asked you in the first place.
Enhanced memory skills.
I don't remember, but that's certainly possible.
And the all-important art of decision-making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing.
Ladies,
step into their studio and talk a thing, Peter. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. We're going to have this guy from Jesus.com on in a moment after the contest.
Right.
Very good. Tomorrow's show, we always love having the brainy Bob Costas on. He's going to be hyping up his new HBO show.
I am actually very excited about that show. It looks like it's going to be great. Anytime he's on TV, it's good.
And last night, the special guest was
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah. So tomorrow, Bob Costas, also Stossel, and his jail mail, and his dolls, and the brand new low-budget Jeopardy, all of that on tomorrow's episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Here we go. Now, maybe we'll have a winner this time.
He sounds confident, too, but then again, what do I know?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I'm that confident, but I just thought I'd exude a confident persona here.
Good, good. Listen, I want to tell you, it works for me.
Okay.
I'm a dope, but I'm a confident dope.
Oh, good.
So listen, you know, if you sound like you know what you're doing, it's like that old rule, whenever you go somewhere, if you look like you know where you're going, people don't stop you.
Yeah, you've done that on many back lots.
All right, here you go. What's your name, please?
My name's John.
Johnny?
Sacramento. John.
Johnny?
Johnny.
Johnny, on KHTK in Sacramento,
That's right. You've won
the Sopranos prize pack. Don't miss the special two-hour season premiere of The Sopranos, Sunday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on HBO. Sopranos soundtrack in stores now. Volume 2 coming soon. Okay. If you don't get it, I'm going to give away the mother of clues, which will guarantee that the next time we do this contest, we have a winner.
Very good.
So feel no pressure.
Right.
But we wish you Godspeed. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Aretha Franklin.
All right. Yeah.
Oh. Is it be full body Aretha Franklin?
Yeah, a little Motown.
Okay, here we go.
Caller, name this secret song.
Here we go. As Mike begins his transformation, I want to remind you of your due with the money. The $500 is courtesy of the guys upstairs at Main Street Title.
You better think what you try to do to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, that was not as much as your Judy Garland was.
Well, I was going to try for respect, and I picked the wrong song.
We can always do Miss Aretha again, though.
For $500, give us the title and the artist.
Is it Gonna Fly Now, the theme from Rocky, Bill Conti?
Would you please repeat that?
Is it Gonna Fly Now, the theme from Rocky, Bill Conti? It's the only thing I can think of. I have...
Hey!
Wow!
That's right. That's what it is.
You got it.
You got it.
I
got
to give credit to a guy who's working with me here. His name's Troy Thomas. He came in yesterday with the guest.
Yeah, that's it.
He'll get some money here.
The theme from Rocky. You have won $500.
Right.
Now let me play you the clip that we had.
Okay.
And...
just like it.
Oh, no, you gotta wait till. We picked a part in the middle of the song when,
right,
when it's really building.
Wow.
That's what it is, theme from Rocky.
I can't make the connection, though. No.
Wait and run it here now. That's what we use.
Wow. I really think, honestly, that that's a totally different song you're playing backwards. I think it's
spectacular. It's not. That's it, theme from Rocky. You got it. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Donna Mike.
You're very welcome. Enjoy your $500.
My God.
Tomorrow, another one.
We're not going to hear it today? You always play it today.
Hold on.
You know, I play this contest like the listener.
Let me double check with Rob. Hold on.
Yeah, you double check with Rob.
I never would.
Another impossible.
You can hear it. No problem.
Very good.
No problem.
You'll like this one.
Here's the song for tomorrow. From the... Is it the 80s or the 90s?
You know, I'd have to check on that. I think it's the 90s.
From the 90s.
Ooh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah. I got it.
That's it.
Rock on.
That's it. I'll play it for you one more time. Number one song from the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And we will start that contest tomorrow. We're getting near the end of the secret song. We're starting to get a little burned out on this. So this will probably be the last secret song that we do.
Mike's already writing down a guess.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yes, I do.
Okay. There you go. You got it? Because we got Jesus.com on the phone.
Okay.
And the answer is... Owner of a Lonely Heart? No.
Okay.
Nope. Mm. Nope.
Right. That's right.
And that wouldn't be... Well, Chris, that was in the 80s.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. This, are you sure it's 90s?
Yep. Yes, now that, now that I think about it, because I remember where you and I were working when the song came out.
Huh.
The 1990s. It's been out since we've been working here.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
All right, very good.
Okay, so brand new song tomorrow. Now on the phone, very excited we get a winner. I always like that. And then thank you to the people at Main Street Title.
I wish you could help your assistant get share that excitement. I really, I wish he could. Look at him. He's skulking around here.
Really? Are you really
moping,
upset?
Moping around?
I don't care anymore.
Oh, come on. You're happy that we have a winner. Come on.
Yeah, I actually am because I like this secret song.
Yeah, because this one's the
supper. Yeah, he finds joy in that.
Okay. Hello, is this Jesus.com?
Yes, it is.
All right, now, here he is. You know, we wish we could have had you on yesterday for our Ass Wednesday show.
Wish I could have been there to help.
Or the day before, you know, when we did the, Fat Tuesday.
We sure got to look at his website, though, and you sure do look like, artist recreations of Jesus.
Well, now, first off, how did you possibly get the domain name Jesus.com? How long ago did you apply for that?
Well, back in 1994, just as Al Gore had been inventing the internet, you could get any .com domain that you wanted to get.
And you just decided you'd get Jesus.com because you did, back then, did you look like Jesus also?
I looked like Jesus for a while.
You know, excuse me, I hate to do this with Jesus on the phone, but I think I got another one for you.
Okay, here we go. Boy, you're going to be in trouble now with Jesus on the phone. Make any dietary adjustments today? You're full up today.
Nope, absolutely none.
Bless you, my child.
Thank you, Jesus. That's egars.com. They sponsor all live farts on this show.
That's very polite of you, Jesus.
So listen, you obviously you're not really the Jesus, but you're a dude who looks like Jesus, and you have a web page where you are asking chicks if they would like to come down and take a shower and take a bath with you. Dan, would you like to shower with Jesus? Do you pick up a lot of chicks based on the fact that you resemble Jesus?
Well, you would think that I would, but it's a little more complicated than that. Because of the nature of the internet, I guess, it's kind of good and bad. The bad part is that I do meet a lot of women who aren't anywhere from around this area. The local women are a little timid. I do really well on the West Coast. I do well in Australia.
Oh, God.
I do well in the UK. Some of those are just impossibilities, though.
Have you showered with women from Australia?
No. Those connections are kind of difficult. I know I would be dating several times a week if I was in Australia.
All right, now, this guy is based in the D.C. metro area. You know, our show is nationwide, so perhaps you will get some response from girls in other markets. I see that Buzz has pulled up your webpage now. It's you. Is that you in a hot tub with chicks?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus in a hot tub with chicks.
With one girl, he's caressing her breast there in the bathtub, in a big bathtub.
Really?
There's Jesus.
When was the first time you were told you resembled Jesus, our Lord and Savior?
Oh, I'm not sure. It was years ago. I sort of, kind of by default, let the hair grow, kind of let the beard a little bit out, and next thing you know, I guess also the way that I sometimes speak to friends in parables, next thing you know, they're calling me Jesus, and so who am I to deny the title?
And Jesus, what are you looking for? I mean, what is your ultimate goal?
Well, this is kind of the reason why I ended up having the site. I'm into a lot of things. I guess I have an old soul, as they say. I would have been much more comfortable about 150 years ago. I'm into old philosophy. I'm into classical music. I'm not really that much into movies and pop stuff and that sort of thing. So from the very beginning, what I'm into and what I could share with somebody is kind of difficult to find today. So what I did is I made the site. And it allows me to talk about myself, talk about kind of what I'm into. The things that I'm looking for example, my cello music. You know, I'm into music of the classical variety, and I put that out there. I have a couple of sermons on there.
I think he's just looking to meet chicks.
No, it's not that simple. Because
I think he might be a nut.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, you have a lot of references to Germany. Are you German?
I have all sorts of European ancestry, and the Germans are an interesting group. Of course, you like their cars. Everybody knows they have good cars. I like their music and philosophy, but of course, there are parts of the culture I don't like, for, you know, the food, for example.
Mm. Yeah, well, there would be another part of the culture that I would rate even worse than the food.
Yeah,
and
I hope you're not into that.
We have a motto on this show, never forget.
Never forget.
Sure.
When speaking of Germany, right, Jesus?
Certainly.
Yes.
So for anybody.
So, Jesus, I mean, I asked the question again because I want to know, what is the ultimate goal? Do you want to meet Mrs. Jesus?
Certainly. That's the point.
So, you know, he wants to meet chicks.
And you're probably...
Of a special sort.
What?
Of a special sort. And that's the reason why it kind of acts as a filter. I am a very traditional, old-school sort of person.
Here's a great question. Jesus, describe your ultimate woman.
Wow. You drop it on me so...
Well, that's right. We'll take a physical description as opposed to all your German philosophy.
Yeah, just tell us, you know, how tall, what color hair, what color eyes, what measurements.
I'm not so focused on the physical nature. It's more I want her to understand the things that I'm into.
Jesus, are you into anal?
Not a focus in my life.
Good for you. I'm glad to hear that. Jesus, do you enjoy receiving and delivering oral?
Sure, who doesn't?
And are you into fat chicks?
I guess not as you phrase it that way.
So you wouldn't, Jesus, you wouldn't be with a fat chick?
You're saying into as if that's the preference or something.
Well, no, like if there was a 350-pound woman who shared a lot of your likes, your dislikes, your love of the past, your love of classical music, would you engage in a soap-down hot tub party with her?
Well, you never know.
Yeah, that's a no.
Okay, so you really are looking for just good-looking girls.
Well, no, it's not just, because if I can't have a conversation with somebody and if we're not into the same things, then I can't go anywhere.
Do you ever watch the Drew Carey show?
No, I'm not too big on the media thing.
All right, well, did they have a girl on that show? It's called Mimi.
She's beautiful.
Let's say, no, she's like a 400-pounder.
And a beautiful 400-pounder.
Let's say that this girl walked into your hot tub area, and she had everything that you're looking for intellectually. She shared all of your beliefs, and she was your soulmate. Would you, Jesus, then choose her as your mate?
You're seeing mate as if a wife.
Yes.
Okay, I don't think the wife thing is a trivial decision, but again, like if everything connects, then there's no problem with it.
All right, so Jesus, you are into fat chicks.
I'm not into. I'm saying a person is a person, and...
How many women have you showered with?
I've only had that one. I'm actually very picky and selective with the whole process.
How many women have you been with in your life?
I don't know if Jesus should be talking about such things on air.
Well, Jesus, don't speak about yourself in third person.
Jesus, what wisdom can you impart on us today?
Well, I guess if you look at the nature of society and how we have a great deal of insincerity, we sort of set up our own traps for ourselves. We're not happy, yet we go along and pretend that we are.
He's preaching, Don.
Jesus, who's going to win the Super Bowl next year?
I can't tell you that one.
All right, what football team do you, Jesus, root for?
Well, I'm a native to this area, and so as much as the Redskins suck, you try to hope that they're going to pull something out.
Hey, Jesus is into the Redskins. That's got to give a lot of people hope.
Jesus, I couldn't even help them last year, though.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, do you watch Survivor?
No, not into the TV thing.
Mm-hmm. You're not into the TV thing.
So you're into class music. You do follow football, though.
I know football, yeah.
Really? Jesus, do you have anything to do with...
Lisa just brought me another page, another web page.
I can't say the name of it on the air. It's www.godfword.com, and it says, we are rediscovering sexual freedom through God.
Wow.
Religious and philosophical tracks coming soon.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Are you affiliated with that website?
I can claim no affiliation.
No affiliation. Hey, Jesus?
Yes?
Describe your ideal Sunday morning.
Do you like white or red wine?
Depends on the meal, but I can go with a nice Merlot. Mm-hmm.
So what's your ideal Sunday morning, Jesus?
Do you
get the shakes when you drive by a Home Depot?
No. Home Depot's are pretty cool.
Are you a big brunch eater?
No, I don't do brunch that much.
Have you ever been to the Old Country Buffet?
I don't think I know that one.
All right.
Sunday morning. So, the sun is just coming up. The birds are chirping.
Yes, Jesus.
Are you an early riser?
Oh, God.
Okay. What time do you get up on Sunday morning, Jesus?
On a good Sunday morning, if I'm going to catch the sun, I'll catch it right as it's coming up. I also like to sleep in sometimes till noon.
Hey, Jesus likes sleeping until noon.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey, can't work too much on Sundays.
Really?
Do you masturbate, Jesus?
Frequently.
Frequently. Do you ever have any problem?
Here you go.
You have any problem with redness or chafing?
No.
Okay. Okay, good.
Do you watch pornos, Jesus?
Sure, if you got any good ones.
Okay, you sound like you're kind of a normal guy.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jesus, when you made this website,
uh-huh.
If it wasn't to meet chicks and to take showers and baths with them, what really was the reason you put out a Jesus.com website?
So that very much was the reason. I'm just very selective with who I correspond with. The web, it kind of works as a filter. And so what happens is I get about 10,000 visitors a day, and I'll get a woman who really understands, and we can start talking about every 10 days. So that makes her about one out of every 100,000 people who hits the site.
So you will actually communicate. Jesus will communicate with one out of 100,000 women that contact you on that website.
Well, in terms of them understanding, getting it, appreciating it, there aren't that many people who see the world that I do and can really appreciate it in that way. And so this allows me to have a platform where I can meet the special women who are going to understand that.
Hey, Jesus, what do you do for a living, Jesus?
Do all sorts of tech work. You could say I generate intellectual property.
And, Jesus, what is your given name, your first name?
I'd rather not get into any of this stuff because I do have a lot of crazy people who send me death threats, and I'd rather not give them information.
Right.
You know, I'm sensing some skepticism among the show here, and I'd like to remind you guys that there were only two people that believed in Jesus Christ, and that was the Roman centurion and the hooker. So what else is new?
There you go.
You're quoting Major Bill again.
I am indeed.
Thank you, Major.
Good show. All right. Well, Jesus, we just wanted to say hi. We saw your webpage yesterday. We were fascinated by take a bath with Jesus, take a shower with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Do you walk around like shopping malls in your robes and stuff like that?
Not too often. Actually, because of the nature of me doing this, I have to have security with me. But the cool thing about this area is that when I do go out, everybody pretends as if I'm not there. they don't know how to react to it, so they just pretend it's not there. I'm like the crippled child or something they don't want to see is really part of among them.
What do you say to those people, and I would imagine there are many, the people from the religious organizations who hate you and want to kill you? What do you say to them?
Well, you know, there's this message of tolerance that a man spoke about a few thousand years ago and how we should really love people in the world. And I want to remind them about that sort of teaching.
Okay, and before we leave, I would be remiss if I just didn't say to you, drop the crap. Your real name is Tom or Dick or Harry or Fred. You're just some dude with long hair who looks like Jesus Christ.
And you know that, right?
In some ways, what you're saying is true, sure.
No. In every way, what I'm saying is true. You're not Jesus. You're trying to take baths with girls because you look like Jesus. And that's okay with me.
That's okay, but we want to make sure you know that. That's really all it is.
Right?
Come on.
Sure.
All right.
Okay, all right. Thank
very,
you.
Very good.
As long as you're honest with yourself about that, thank you, and we would be glad to continue popping your website on the show, www.jesus.com. Have you been offered money by any religious organization to buy that domain name?
Several religious organizations have approached me. There was the best offer so far has been from a company in Norway. They were putting together a bunch of Christian portal sites or something like that. They offered $2.5 million.
Hmm. And you turned them down?
Well, I think the value of this one is $10 million or more. And
you should change your name to Idiot.
Do you think you're eventually going to get that $10 million?
Sure. If you look at organizations like Follow, where they build these wonderful amusement parks, I think there's a lot more money in those coffers.
Well, he's a patient man, that Jesus.
So, Jesus, you're into money.
To the extent that you know, money exists and that's our reality, sure.
$2.5 million and you turned it down. That had to be hard to do, Jesus.
Well, people make offers all the time.
Really?
All right.
Wow.
Well, listen, Fred or Barney or whatever your real name is, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for at least admitting
that, you know, you really know you're not Jesus.
Any parting words, Jesus? Anything you'd like to share?
Go with peace.
This is
that's very nice.
See, but that's such crap because he's just a guy who's trying to meet girls to get him into the bathtub with him.
Yes, he is.
But that's fine because you've admitted to that. Let me ask you this. Jesus, Coca-Cola or Pepsi?
Coca-Cola.
Burger King or McDonald's?
We go with McDonald's.
Walmart or Target?
Can I say Target?
And a big one, well, there you go, and a huge one for us. Jerry or Dick Van Dyke?
Got to go with Dick.
Yeah.
There you go.
I knew Jesus would go with Dick.
Yeah, well, he's an imposter.
Who's your favorite friend? Oh, you don't watch Friends.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right, okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
There he is.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I think a little of that.
All right, Jesus.
Long way to go.
I mean, Jesus. I don't mean Jesus. I mean Jesus.
Wow.
I mean, Jesus. I think the guy's just trying to get laid off his website.
And hey, I don't doubt for a second that that's dangerous what he's doing. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I kill you. Listen, he's just some dude with long hair and a beard.
Right.
Who wants to get girls to come take a shower with them.
Don, he's just a man with a dream. Flesh and bone.
Flesh and bone. All right, what's the thing on his website now, Buzz?
The same thing, although I do think I have an answer to your fat chick question. He says he has a lean swimmer's body and a six-pack, and he expects the woman responding to the ad to also be in great physical shape.
Yeah, he danced around that one, but we know the truth.
Yeah, he only wants hot girls.
Right. I think so, yeah.
To take showers and baths with him at Jesus.com.
He does play the cello, and he likes long romantic walks and lying on a grassy field at night.
He's a horn dog.
What a load of bull that guy is. He's just trying to get laid.
Right.
He is no different than that guy we sent to New York who jumped on that girl in the bedroom.
And who knows what it's like at the end. But you know, there's that possibility. Well, there you are.
Okay. Time out. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show. It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Miss Bobby to tell you more.
Okay, this Tuesday, Don and Mike's family packs their bags and heads to Frederick, Maryland. Experience the magic of Exhell Nightclub, 244 South Jefferson Street. Doors open at 6. The show starts at 9. There's no cover. You got to be 21 to get in. Call 301-698-9226 for more information.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas Style Show.
See you in the club.
Don't miss it.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The guaranteed cure for honeymoon cystitis. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show Tuesday night. Oh, yeah. Me and Mike are buying the first round of drinks, so make sure you're there early. It's going to be a lot of fun. Our way of saying thank you for making the show number one Arbitron Radio. It's the first time we've done a Vegas-style show in D.C. for, maybe like 6 or 7 months.
We're very excited to see everybody out there.
Yeah, and we're all charged up. We're like guys who thought they were going to get laid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure any guy who's not married can relate to this. You go out with a girl, you're sure you're going to get laid, the date ends, you don't get laid.
Right.
And
you're all ready.
And forever until you get laid, you've got that pent-up energy inside you.
And when you're married, and you happen to do a radio show and you do live shows,
that
sexual energy
is
directed towards a bar.
Well, I was just trying to draw the parallel that we were ready to do the show in Reno.
Are you going
to
be mopping anything up with a shirt on stage? I'm curious about
last
that.
Friday night. Now, you know, although the way the shows have been going, you know, at some point, we're going to have to do something on stage to top ourselves, to make the show more over the top.
Well, I don't even want to tell you that that's already making my gray hair come out. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm going to need an awful lot to drink, though, if I'm going to do that on stage. And the night I do that on stage, that'll be the first time we ever charge admission to come to one of our shows.
Yes, and then I believe we'll be taken off to the local. The local authorities will have us run right out of town.
That ain't going to be a freebie. But listen, I guess the point is we're jacked up about doing the show and meeting everybody next
Tuesday night at Club Exhale in Frederick, Maryland.
Very good.
We will hit the stage at 9. Now, we have an update for you. Remember yesterday on the show, the two of the three girls that we sent to New York came in to tell us about their dream dates to go to the Sopranos party.
Right. That was Deirdre, Angela, and Chris.
Right. Now, Chris, if you remember, was a schmuck because he won the date with Deirdre.
Right.
Told Deirdre when they were in New York that they really had a connection, but behind Deirdre's back,
asked Angela out on a date.
So, he was going to take Deirdre out last night
and make it right.
And we are going to call Deirdre now.
Good.
To find out exactly what happened.
Meanwhile, Angela fielded a call from Gabe, who said, I was your second choice. Do I get another chance? And it sounded like Angela was giving him another chance.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, this is confusing. If you haven't heard the show the last couple of days, you would have no idea the people we're talking about. But if you listened yesterday,
it's like Don and Mike Allen.
The Don and Mike Show, otherwise known as The Young and the Restless.
Hold on, let me dial the last four.
And I'll tell you, Deirdre led young Chris out of here with a ring around his nose.
Yeah. He had to do a lot of ass kissing last night.
He did. A lot of letter writing.
Hello?
Deirdre.
Yes.
Hi, sweetie. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi, we're on the air right now, and we thank you for coming on to give us the update on what happened last night.
How are you, Deirdre?
I am good.
All right, now listen. We were just describing, you won the date with Chris to go to New York for the Sopranos party. While you guys were up there and you thought you were hitting it off, he, behind your back, asked the other girl, Angela, to go out with him.
Correct.
That hurt your feelings. Angela told you. You were pissed at him. Last night, you two went out in his last-ditch effort to save the relationship. What happened?
Well, to sum up, he lost his last-ditch effort.
Ooh.
Oh, so it didn't go well?
No. I'll tell you guys the same thing I told him at the end of the date. When we were not talking about Angela or New York or the Don and Mike Show, it was fun. I thanked him for the dinner. I thanked him for the movie. And then I said, I wish you well. I can't trust you.
Oh, no. Now, you said something about when you weren't talking about the Don and Mike Show, Angela, New York, there was really very little conversation. Is that what you're saying?
No, actually, there was good conversation, and as long as he kept it off of those topics,
okay.
We did click pretty well.
Oh, I understand.
But he could not stop wisecracking on Angela.
Oh, so you think he's got a thing for her?
No, I think, he accused her right after we walked out of the studio of being vindictive on the show.
In what way?
That's just it. He said, well, Angela is so vindictive, I think I got off lucky. And I told him, okay, just so you understand, if you're going to be nasty, if you're going to say nasty things about Angela, you're not going to help your cause.
That Chris didn't have a chance, no,
right,
ever.
But hated passionately by both of our contestants. Uh-huh.
But you did trust him enough last night to let him buy you supper.
Yes, he bought me dinner and he took me out to a movie.
Did you hate him after he asked Angela out? Was there really no chance? I mean, let's be honest here. There was really
completely
no chance.
Completely honest, no, I did not hate him. I was hurt, yes.
But
have a chance tonight. Last night. All he had to do was be nice.
What you wanted last night was the big ass kissing, right?
Right.
Last night I wanted... All right, well, in New York, he was a really nice guy.
Hold on. Last night you wanted sniveling, groveling, apologizing. You wanted a recommitment from him.
No.
Why are you such a big defender of Angela, who you just met?
Because we bonded very well. And he just kept making all of these comments.
She did seem vindictive, don't you think?
Yes,
well,
I do.
Yeah. I mean, if what James did is all true, we haven't heard from James, so we've got to go on what Angela said.
Now, James is the guy who allegedly jumped on top of her in the hotel bed.
She'd probably have a right to be a little vindictive, though.
Right, but she was vindictive towards James. She wasn't vindictive towards
either...
She wasn't Deirdre or Chris.
She wasn't kind to Chris at all when they were in here. She was vindictive towards Chris. She was very, you know, she didn't like the fact that that Chris had asked her out at all. I mean, I think she bonded, baby. Deirdre, I get the impression she bonded with you a little bit.
Yes.
All right, hold on. I got...
Is this Chris? No, I have a longtime friend of Chris on the line who would like, I believe, to defend him. Hello, Alan?
Yeah, this is Alan. How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I'm blown away here because Deirdre sounds like a really nice girl, and I've known Chris for about 15 years now, and the guy's a loser. And I'm sorry, I do know him.
Oh, hold on. Let me stop you right there. I'm a longtime friend of Chris. I've been a friend of his for 15 years.
Right.
He's a loser.
Now,
you
didn't, let me finish that
was unwarranted.
Right. What do you mean we didn't let you finish?
Okay, I haven't. Our friendship has kind of gone, you know, apart. I haven't talked to him. Hung out with him in a little while.
Okay.
I know all about him. And the guy treats women like crap.
Well, then, hold on. Then you're not a long-time friend.
I have been a long-time friend up until about 6 months ago.
That doesn't count.
Okay, all I'm saying is...
You could say, we used to be friends.
Obviously, okay. The friendship ended. Did the friendship end because of something?
No, I just think our jobs kind of took us different directions, and we just haven't had a lot of time to hang out.
But you've always hated him.
No, not at all. I haven't. But when it comes to women and his ways, he's exactly like you guys are describing him. Let me
inform people here. I don't get this, but you call yourself a longtime friend,
15-year friend,
and then you say nothing really happened. We just went our separate ways. But then you're calling to eviscerate the guy on national radio.
You got it.
Why?
He's done the same. He's just that way.
You're not getting specifics.
What blows my mind is...
What did he do to you?
What has he done to me?
Yeah, you're a guy. He had to do something to you.
I have had plenty of... I'll call them dates because I don't know if they were girlfriends. But he has gone behind my back so many times and done the exact same things that Deirdre is saying.
Okay, there we go.
All right. Okay.
There it is.
So what, he tried to take your girlfriends away from you?
Well, he didn't try, but he said a lot of comments that they didn't appreciate. And then they thought he was a creep, and then it looked bad on me. And, one thing leads to another. But
all right, so you're not friends with him.
I could call him today and say, how you doing, Chris? But after he hears
this,
he'd probably hang up on me.
No, you see, you're not... You just set up this call the wrong way.
He probably bonded with you.
Right.
You know, in a way, he probably bonded with you because what you're doing is a little weaselly, too. Wouldn't you agree?
I think I'm kind of on the retaliation side. believe me, I feel bad for her, but then again, she made the right decision.
But let me ask you just a personal question. Do you have a penis and a set of balls?
I sure hope so.
Are you a man?
I sure hope so.
Okay. All right. I'm just double checking because I'm getting this. If I was to read a transcript, it would be like a woman calling the show.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, if the guy went behind your back, hit on your dates, that's it. You come out and say the guy's a, you know, a dick.
I guess, again, it's the whole theory here that my friend, my longtime friend Chris, and he's in this situation with Deirdre, and I don't know.
Hold on, he's not your friend.
Hey, Deirdre, you need to put some glasses on. I'm sorry. Not only does the guy look goofy, but he's a real idiot.
You know what's amazing?
Well, hold on now.
You are so filled with hate for this guy, Chris.
How can you say he's your longtime friend?
But you can't come out and just say it.
Used to be. I'm sorry, I started off wrong, like you said.
Right.
I should have said I've known him for the last 15 years, used to be a long-time friend, you know, had the ins and outs with him, but overall, I think he'll end up where he belongs, and that's a single guy.
Oh, my God.
Boy,
you sound like a scorned woman.
Yeah.
That's what you sound like to me.
Meow.
I mean, it sounds to me like you might secretly be in love with this guy.
No. Oh, please.
You know, normally when a guy is going to diss another guy, it's straight on. You know what I mean? It's head on.
Yeah, it would be, hey.
Especially when it's not over something like that. I mean, any guy, if I had a friend and he's going behind my back and trying to hit on a date that I have, and, you know, I'd either laugh it off or
you wouldn't be his friend anymore.
Right.
You'd be pissed at him.
You cut the ties, right. Hey, I'm not sitting here, you know, whining about him.
Yes, you are.
No, I just think it's hilarious that there's like a cat fight over him in a way. And to me, that's hilarious because I've known the guy for a long time.
There's,
and that
but there's not,
worth
a,
it.
But there's not a cat fight, really. I mean, because we're hearing from Deirdre, who doesn't like him, and Angela, who doesn't like him.
Actually, and you, who don't like him. Actually, there is a cat fight going on between...
Hey, you can include James, too, because he was cracking on him the whole trip, too.
Now, how do you even know James?
What?
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to that comment.
Yeah. Wait, hold on a second, dear. I want to find out, how do you know what he was saying about James?
It's a friend of a friend.
Oh, wait yeah. on it. No, but you're saying...
I mean, I'll get more specific. That's fine.
Yeah, you are so weaselly that it's tough to figure out what you're doing.
No, it's this simple. My brother still talks with Chris. Chris told my brother everything my brother told me. He told me that Chris did not have a very good time when he was with James, because James was picking on him a lot of that night while they were playing.
Now, I will say that when Chris was in here, he was selling James out. I mean, he wasn't offering any kind of defense, but then again, it doesn't sound like James has a defense, and we haven't heard from James. But, Chris, you know, when Chris first came in here, remember, he was all, yes, Don and Mike, they're right.
Yeah.
He's not a good guy.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I heard, too.
Yeah, but...
Okay.
Okay, but the guy, James, his crime against nature is the fact that he got back to the hotel room and jumped on top of Angela when she didn't want it.
He hasn't called. He's obviously terribly horrified about the whole thing.
The guy, Chris, his crime against nature is that he was there with Deirdre, yet he hit on...
Angela.
Right. That's the only thing, as far as we can tell, that he did wrong.
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed. I guess I've got a little bit more hatred, like you said, built up inside.
You hate him.
Not even hatred.
You hate him.
There are things that he's done that I didn't appreciate and
you
I didn't
hate
care
him.
To talk about.
Well, come on. Yeah, right. You hate him. Why don't you just say you hate him?
You hate him.
I just think he's a geek. I'm sorry.
No, you hate him.
No, I don't hate him. I don't hate anybody.
Well, I'll tell you this. I hate you. You're like the most annoying. You're more annoying than the Jesus.com guy.
Oh, please. No, I'm not. Not even close.
You're a weasel.
Okay, I'm a weasel.
Yeah, you are. I bet you go behind people's backs and rat them out all the time.
Imagine this. You called our show today just to rat out this guy.
And then you don't have the balls to say, I hate the guy. You know, he dissed me. He was not a good friend.
He dissed me. He wasn't a good friend. I don't hate him.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay.
I really don't.
Okay, well, good for you.
Yeah.
Turn the other cheek. Right. Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, but I'm going to trash the guy.
Yeah, but I'll say this for you. It's a good thing you've...
Go ahead.
It's a good thing you've let it go, that you've moved on.
Yeah, really.
I mean, here you are trying to trash one guy, and I think more of Chris than I do of you right now.
Well, okay. That's fine.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Just the way he went about it. And only the way he went about it. I have no problem with a guy calling this show and going, hey, let me tell you what this guy does.
Yeah, I mean...
You know, here's the guy's modus operandi. The guy goes behind people's backs and tries to steal their girlfriends. That's what he did with me.
That's what a man would do.
But instead it's like, hey, I'm a lifelong friend.
15 years of lifelong friendship.
Yeah, those are the guys you have to watch. You know, he ought to apply to a lot of radio stations, because there are probably some program director openings.
All right, so Deirdre, basically... To get this thing down to a workable conclusion and finale.
Okay.
You went out with him. He didn't live up to the expectations, and you parted. Did you part as friends?
We parted amicably, but not as friends. I don't hate him or dislike him or anything like that. I can't be friends with somebody that I can't trust. And there were some things that he said about things that happened in New York that completely and totally went against some things Angela told me.
Did he give us one?
At this point, I'm more willing to
tell him. Hold on, tell us one. What did he tell you? Did he tell you something happened between him and Angela?
No, but he said, well, they were all little things, but they mounted up.
Give us one.
Okay. I'm an affectionate person myself, and since I thought there was something between us, at one point during the day, I gave him a little kiss. Just a little kiss on the cheek.
During the date last night?
No.
Oh, during the date in New York.
During the date in New York. And Angela said that when I did that the first time, she noticed right away because he glanced at her. And then I asked James, is that all right? I'm sorry, I didn't realize... I didn't think about that before I did it, and if it bothers you, let me know. And he said, no, it didn't bother him.
Okay.
So then a little while later, I did the same thing because he said something particularly witty. And Angela said he did the same thing at that point.
Did you kiss him on the lips?
No, it was just on the cheek.
All right, so you kissed him on the cheek after he had said something witty, and then what did he do? Did he give Angela a look? What did he...
Yeah.
I don't follow that.
Well, both times he gave Angela a look make sure she wasn't looking kind of look. Like, oh, God, I hope she didn't notice that.
Yeah.
And Angela...
Boy,
I don't know.
Death penalty.
I don't know.
Well, he said he didn't do it. And then he said he didn't realize he was doing it. But then last night...
Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead, honey. I'm listening.
But then last night he said, well, I did it because I'm not comfortable with plays of affection in public.
If I had to read this whole conversation, I would rate it a C.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That was one of the minor ones. Right, one of the bigger issues I had with him, he told me some things in confidence. And he was convinced the minute I got on the radio, I would tell every single thing that he said to 5 million people in Radio Land. And...
www.egars.com.
He's two, and he needs to work on that.
They sponsored that fart Mike just gave us.
Okay.
All right, Deirdre. All right, well, that's that, I guess. So no love connection for you or Angela.
Sorry to hear that it did not work out.
Well, thank you.
All right, and thank you for listening to the show, and thanks for calling and telling us.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Right. Have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Makes you long for the plastic, doesn't it?
Yeah, the old plastic vagina.
Wow.
Well, listen, I'll say this. The guy who called in was a dick. It sounds like the guy Chris might have been a dick. But it sounds like Deirdre might have been a kind of a C.
A little tough to deal with.
Yeah. Right.
It was
D-Land and C-Land, man.
Yeah, I believe that everybody had a little problem.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hello.
Hey, what's up? I wanted to ask Deirdre something real quick.
We just hung up on her. What can we? Maybe we could answer the question.
I'm sure.
Oh, right.
On her behalf.
Right,
and I'm sure we could do it much quicker.
I was just curious as to why she really wanted to go out with Chris. I mean, if she knew all that in New York and she had all those...
Rob has the answer. Rob, come over to the microphone.
Rob, yes. What is the answer?
Rob can answer that question, why she really wanted to go out with Chris.
I think it was dinner.
Oh, okay.
I mean, woman's got to eat.
Right, right.
Sir,
right.
Who turns down a free meal? Would you?
No,
certainly not.
Hello, Don. My show.
Hello. I'm an enemy of Chris.
An enemy of Chris.
He's a punk.
You've known him for a while?
I've known him since 1988.
All right, why do you hate him?
Well, he's a freak. He sucks on toes. He crushes little animals for fun.
I haven't heard anything bad yet.
You're hearing it now. That boy, he hangs out with my friends, but I think he's a punk, and he's a geek, and he's a nerd. All he does is play video games.
Sounds like a great guy thus far with this description you've given to me.
Well, the most disturbing part about it is the fact that he gets off on hurting little animals.
Wait a minute. Right. Really?
I'm serious.
Like what kind of animals?
Hamsters, rats. He keeps them as pets.
Oh, no.
And he goes through them like once every month or so.
Hold on. Deirdre's calling back. Hold on. Wait a minute. Deirdre's calling back. Hi, Deirdre.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to answer that girl's question.
Okay, yes. The question was, why did you go out with him again?
It was dinner, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
I really was giving him another chance.
Okay.
Really? All right. Terrific.
All right.
Look,
thank you.
There are misunderstandings in the world, and I thought it was a misunderstanding. That's all I was saying.
From what we're hearing right now, it might be just as well that you parted company. We're getting into a real dark area here.
We're hearing now that he likes doing stuff to animals.
We're not even sure if this guy's legit. Yeah,
okay, totally then I went
allegedly.
The right way.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'd love to hear from Chris.
Bye-bye.
He knows me, and he can call
us. What's your name,
sir? Himself. My name's George Elsie.
All right, and George, what has he done to animals that you know of?
He has this little pillow on his bed, and he takes his hamsters, and he squishes them.
I'm serious.
I'm not lying.
Oh, I do. I hope it's not true. How do you know this, George?
Well, because other people have seen him, and he plays this game called Lobster Pinch Crab Bite. If you play him in a video game and you beat him, you can suck on his toes, and if you lose, he gets to suck on yours. I'm not lying.
Oh my God.
He is a sick,
bastard.
Oh, my.
All right.
All right. Well, all this is alleged, yeah.
Yes, that's right.
No, it's
well, hey, buddy, we got to say it. We don't know if it's true or not, all right? We
can't go. We can't. And everybody else that knows.
Hey, listen, George, we can't go on your word alone.
How many animals would you estimate, small animals, would you estimate he has suffocated?
Well, not just suffocated, he's hung them, too.
Yeah.
But, he'd make a little noose and hang him out his window and swing him around.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Alan just called you and he knows everything.
I don't believe it.
Get out of here.
I don't believe it for a second.
He suffocates him with little pillows and then he makes little nooses. Hangs him out his window.
Plays video games and then sucks on another guy's toes.
Wow. Don and Mike's show.
Wow.
God damn. We got to get that guy Chris back on the air to get his side of the story.
Chris, wherever you are, call us, for God's sake.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
All right. It's just as well we got a break. Hopefully, we'll straighten this out. We come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Tony Perkins has gone coast to coast to California's capital, Sacramento. Hi, Tony.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good Morning America for Railfare 99 or the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio shows in town today. These folks are excited.
It was for us, Tony.
There's an element of meanness in them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, we got more guys calling about this fella Chris who went on the date. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi, hi.
Hey, I just wanted to throw out, I'll be in Washington, D.C. in the month of October, and I'd love to go out with Deidre. Tell you what, I guarantee she'd have a wonderful time.
Hold on, I thought you were the guy who said you could confirm that Chris kills animals.
Nope, that's a different guy. I'm the guy that would like to show Deidre the time that she really deserves.
Oh, all right, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, I'm the guy that can confirm it.
Oh, hi, who are you?
I'm Mark.
All right, Mark. Go.
I used to work with him, worked with him for quite a while, and I can tell you that I've been over to his house, and he does have a lot of these little rodents. He's got rats and gerbils and all kinds of stuff, and I first thought that it might be he was gay or something, but I don't know. He likes girls, that I could see, but he was constantly, with his paycheck, he was constantly going to the pet store, and I would see him buying new rodents all the time. I never saw him kill them, but now that I heard it, I put two and two together.
Well, you can't confirm it. Charlie Broyhill, do we have a phone number for this guy?
Right, so we can, put this to rest.
I feel like you just call and just find out. I mean, it's
very
one thing.
Disturbing.
It's one thing if he, if he asks a girl out and the date didn't go right last night.
Right.
But I'd like to know if he's killing animals, if he would admit to that.
I'll go get a number upstairs.
All right. Thank you very much.
I'll give you his number.
you have his number?
I have his number.
Hold on, please.
All right. Hold on.
Robbie, would you pick that up on line 4.
That'll save Charlie a trip upstairs.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to thank you for passing that message to Angela. We got a chance to hang out last night. We really had a good time.
Is this Gabe?
No, this is actually Brian. I called in, and I had given her my phone number, and I was pleading for you guys to tell her to give me a call. Well, she did.
Oh, she did call you?
Yeah, she came by my work, and I made her a couple of stiff drinks, and we could sit and talk, and it was really nice. I just wanted to say thanks.
Oh.
And I think you did get a little connection. I didn't go to the Sopranos thing, but we did get a chance to...
All right, now, this is a guy who went to the Highway Love Connection originally last week, wasn't selected by Angela, gave her his phone number.
Right. When he gave her the number, I thought it sounded to us like he wasn't going to get a call back.
Right.
That she kind of stiffed him and that she was actually going to go out with Gabe. But it's interesting that they did hook up, and it sounds like maybe they had a good time together.
Yeah, I think she digs me a little bit. I know I definitely dig her.
God.
These guys are such stupid guys, though, to call in and say she digs me. That's really an easy way for her to come back and say, I don't dig you.
Tell me something. Do you have little nooses? Do you hang rodents?
No, sir, I don't. I think she would have picked me if I could have gone, but I run a small business and I just couldn't go, you know?
All right. Now, what did you do? What did you do with her last night?
Oh, well, she came to my work and I made her a couple of Jack and Cokes and we just talked for about 2 hours. And you know, she had a couple glasses of wine before she came to see me, so she was a little bit tipsy. She was in the bathroom.
This is a real charmer right here.
You really know how to win the ladies over.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
I just want to say thanks, you guys.
All right. You're welcome. Whatever.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Hey, guys. I have some breaking news on the story here.
Yeah.
I got a phone call from somebody who refused to go on the air. He said he swears that he knows this guy, Chris. I asked for, you know, what he looked like, his background information. He gave me all the true information. Said that he knows or worked with Chris's best friend, Dean, and confirmed that this everything is true. Now, I checked this out before I would come in here, but this, all the...
Well, if it's an anonymous source, we still don't, you know, the guy doesn't want to go on the air.
Is this what I should try?
We have three different numbers. I think that's work, cell, and home, maybe.
All right. So the guy who called in had the correct home number?
Well, no, but he gave the correct name, so it leaves me to believe that.
All right. Hold on.
I'll try the home number first.
Nobody's normal anymore, you know that?
Jesus. Even the normal people aren't normal anymore.
All right, we're trying. The guy Chris is the home number.
Is that legal?
No.
It's very illegal.
Call it crush video.
Yeah.
Very illegal.
Yeah. Very illegal. But very erotic.
Yeah, right.
Gross.
I know it's gross. I know.
You're a funny guy.
This is a weird angle because normally what they get off on is watching women in heels kill animals.
Don't you remember we had a whole big thing about that for a while?
Reach 7-0.
What was she call? And if he's listening and he's not calling, Chris, stop it.
If it's true. We have no idea knowing for 100% sure if it's true. No matter how many people call.
I think this is, Rob, is this work or sell?
We don't know.
Okay.
No.
We got three numbers for this guy. We're trying to track him down. Guy who went on the date with Deirdre. It didn't go well. We don't care about that.
We want to find out about the rodents.
What if he kills animals?
Right.
For kicks.
Hello?
Hello, is this Chris?
Hey, yes, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the air. Is that okay with you?
Ask me that in a couple of minutes, I guess.
Now you got to tell us now or we can't proceed. It's a legal thing.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
All right, thanks. Chris, you been listening?
No, I haven't. I've been getting ready to go to work, actually.
All right, let me just bring you up to speed. We talked to Deirdre about your date last night.
Uh-huh.
She said the date didn't go really well, and that was fine. Then some guy who claimed to be an old friend of yours called and said that you had done stuff, like asked his girlfriends out.
We kind of trashed that guy. I forgot. Do we ever remember what his name was?
No.
He said he was your friend for like 15 years.
Then another guy called and said that he knows you.
He called you a punk and he was saying that you like to kill animals.
Said that you take like rodents and you smother them under pillows and that you have all these little nooses and that you hang hamsters.
And we had to call you immediately just so you could defend yourself because, you know, a lot of these guys were calling in and giving you a hard time.
And as a matter of fact, one guy who just called and said that you like to kill these small animals had your name and your phone number and everything. I mean, we've not given out your last name or your phone number.
I'm grateful for that.
But
so what's the deal with all this?
Also, do you know of a game called Lobster Pinch Crab Bite?
Not familiar with it.
All right, that's another one we heard, that when you play video games, if you win, you make some guy suck your toes, and if you lose, you have to suck the other guy's toes.
So all these guys, and we got his name, and George was the guy's name who said that.
Oh, that would probably be George Elsley.
That's who it was.
Yeah, that's right. He gave it
to somebody I knew a long time ago who doesn't like me very much. It's a long history, and he likes to make things up about people just so that he can get his rocks off.
All right, well, let me tell you how he called. He called, and he said, hey, I've been friends with the guy for 15 years.
That might have been the other guy that said 15 years. This was the...
Oh. Yeah.
George was the guy that said, you know, I've hung out with this guy, and
right.
He's a punk, and he had both barrels blazing.
Well, Chris, for the record, do you have a lot of little nooses, and do you hang rodents in your home?
No, I do not, Don Mike.
You have rodents.
I own a rat.
You own a rat?
A rat.
One rat?
One rat.
What's its name?
Name is Splinter, actually.
Splinter. Okay, so, and what this guy was saying is not true, right?
No, you can't possibly believe that I would do something like
that. We have no, you know, all these people go, well, you know, this guy calls in with this
complete. We've never even heard of anything.
You know,
like this.
As a matter of fact, as long as Chris is on the line, I'd like any of these other guys to call in now and confront him now that he's on the air with us. Because they were all calling. They were real brave when you weren't on the telephone. One guy told us that you like taking hamsters and putting them under pillows and smothering them.
No. I've never liked doing that. I'm not into cruelty to animals.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, then that's it.
That's all we needed to hear.
I mean, you know, a lot of these. That guy George was pretty rough on you there, Chris. I guess he's an enemy.
I was not aware of it. I knew him several years ago, but he's also somewhat of a traitor to myself and a friend of mine. He tried to get us arrested by lying about us to a police officer.
All right, so he's been an enemy for a long time.
He's a really...
All right, hold on. I got a guy on the line who wants to wants to talk to Chris.
Hey,
Mark.
Chris.
This is Mark.
Yeah,
hi, Mark.
Sure, you're Mark.
Hey, Chris. No.
Mark, Alan, how you doing?
This is Alan.
Yes, this is Alan.
Chris, I have seen you with my eyes bury and smother your animals before when I used to live with you.
Alan, you never lived with me.
When I needed a place to stay and you let me live in your freaking closet, you remember?
Oh, yeah, when you lived in the crawl space.
Exactly. I've seen you torture.
Now, wait a minute. Guys, what's going on here?
Are you... Out of the kindness of my heart, Don and Mike, let me explain this. Out of the kindness of my heart, when he was put out of his house, I let him live in my home, even though my father probably would have thrown me out for letting him live in my house. And this is how this dick repays me, by lying about me on a national radio show. You proud of yourself, Alan?
Well, I'm not lying, so there's nothing to be proud about. I have seen you. Other people have seen
you. You lie to everybody, Alan.
Hold on.
Everybody knows you as a liar.
One at a time. Alan, when you called, why did you give the name Mark?
Because the liar.
Mark is with me.
What?
Mark is with me, and he's my stepbrother, and he knows him, too.
Yeah, but you gave the name of Mark, Alan, and that damages your credibility.
Mark called in.
Yeah, so you had another guy. You had another guy
Mark,
call in?
He's Mark said that I was driving. He was just driving the phone.
That, is an alcoholic.
Oh, boy.
Grandmother.
This is growing hair now.
That sure looks like he got thrown out by his father and had to go back to Louisiana because he couldn't even do something as simple as hold a job up here.
Chris, Mark, bottom line is you need help because you do torture these little animals.
Right.
And if I ever saw it, I would turn you in.
Oh,
well, wait a minute.
Hold on. If he ever saw it.
Yeah, Alan.
Chris, you know how I was 18 years old at the time when I saw you doing this stuff.
Alan.
I'm a lot older now.
About this.
Alan.
Do you love getting on the radio?
Hey, Alan, don't say the S word, guy.
Alan, I have to ask you a question. Now, you say if I ever saw him do that, I'd turn him in. Now, that was what I was saying when we got all these allegations.
Have you ever seen him kill a small animal?
I have.
And how come you didn't turn him in?
Like I said, I was 18 at the time.
Okay.
I did a lot of stupid things myself that he probably knew about. It's one thing that I just never thought about doing. I was living with him at the time.
Wayne.
What's that? What's that, Chris?
Sounds like somebody's backpedaling now. His lie is coming back to bite him.
Yes. Now, Alan, what animal did you see Chris allegedly kill, and what method did he allegedly use to kill the animal?
I'm not sure if it was a hamster or a gerbil, but it's one of the two. I can't even tell the two apart myself.
Yeah, and what did he do?
What method? He has a small, funny-looking pillow that he had on his bed. It's about 1/4 the size of a regular pillow. I don't know why, but he'd use it, and he'd get up on top of it, and he'd smother the creature. It's hard to explain, but he'd be on his knees, and his hands would be covering the pillow, and he'd smother it.
Okay, Don and Mike, let's just entertain the thought that I would do something like this.
Please.
You honestly think I would do it in front of somebody? Somebody had as big a mouth as Alan?
Chris, I was not there watching you in the room.
Well then, how can you? I just asked you what you saw him do.
I was outside at the time. I didn't live there. His father didn't know I lived there. I was outside the window waiting for his dad to leave so that I could come in and sleep for the night because I didn't have a place to live. I was watching him through the window the whole time.
Wait a minute, you snuck in and You really did sleep in a crawl space?
I had no place to live at the time. I was 18, I was a bum.
How weird is this?
The whole thing is weird, man.
Chris, this whole thing is pretty whacked.
Yeah, it is. I don't know why he... I know why. It's because he loves to hear himself talk on the radio. But no, he never did anything like that. It's ridiculous.
All right, well, you know, we have the allegations. You've heard Chris.
We have no proof.
You know, we have no proof. And he says absolutely untrue. And, you know, that's it. There's nothing. He can't go any further than that.
I wish I took a picture. That's all I can say.
All right, okay. Bye, Alan.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Chris, you got anything else you want to say after all this? You know, we had to call because we had to figure out what was going on.
And how did things go with Deirdre last night? She said they didn't go well.
It was kind of uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we went out, we talked, and it was just kind of decided that it wasn't in our best interest to continue seeing each other.
Did you get the impression that you blew it when you asked Angela out?
Yes, I did. Okay. I boneheaded that, and I feel pretty stupid about it.
Now, Chris, have you done that before with other guys who have been your friends? Have you asked their girlfriends out?
No, I wasn't asking another guy's girlfriend out.
The guy that called, I forgot his name, but the other enemy that called that, you know, really said you guys knew each other for years and years and years, and that was a typical move that you would make.
No.
Well, you know, when you get on the radio, you find out who your friends are, Chris.
Well, I knew they were never my friends. You know, Alan, I helped out a lot of times. I've loaned him money before, which he never paid back. I, you know, gave him a place to live when he didn't have any place else, and you see how he repays his friends.
All right, final question. Who ate more last night, you or Deirdre?
Oh, I did.
You did? Okay.
Very nice of you to say.
All right.
I'm a big guy. What can I say?
All right, Chris. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for taking our call and answering all those questions. I know it was uncomfortable for you.
We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Don.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Listen, who knows? He might be the Jeffrey Dahmer of the hamster world.
We'll never know.
No, we won't.
All we do, I do know this. He's got a lot of friends.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
As Buzz would say, let's get to Buzz right now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, you're going to have extra break tonight.
Wow.
So let's get some more news and comments on what's your lead story tonight.
Well, it's hard to imagine anything more shocking than what we just heard, but tonight my headline is Internet Adoption Shocker.
Oh, okay.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. The Don and Mike Show.
It's not about Rosie, is it?
No.
Okay. That was very
professional.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word with Planet Crackpot?
Broadcasting under the protective umbrella of the PTAA, the Don and Mike Show.
And it's time for news now with Buzz. Brought to you tonight by eGars.com. Visit eGars.com and check out the great deals on Punch and Goyo de Monterrey 5-packs, 5 cigars, as little as $9.95. For super premium cigars for only $18.95, order online. God damn, I love this. I did it.
What does it sound like? It sounds like somebody
I did it
from the past that I can't remember.
I did it.
All I know is that I've hated every Dave Matthews record until this one.
I gotta stop playing this. I would play the whole song. 877-81-EGARS.
You wouldn't want to go back to that now.
Here is the Buzz. No, we had enough of playing records. Jesus. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. One of the people involved in that internet adoption mess we talked about before, but now has another mess on his hands. Richard Allen, who along with his wife was battling for custody of twins they adopted through the internet.
Are these the people in London?
No, this is the couple in California.
Okay.
And the husband, Richard Allen, has now been arrested on child molestation charges.
Oh.
He's behind bars, facing $100,000 bail. He's been accused of molesting two of his family's teenaged babysitters. The twins he and his wife adopted were taken away from them earlier this year and given to a couple in England who had paid more money. The twins are now in the custody of British authorities. You remember the baby was born to a mother from Arkansas.
What is wrong with people?
Exactly.
I don't know. Ask that last guy who's just on the show. And incidentally, the consensus among everyone who works here
yes.
is that the guy does kill animals.
There's no way to know that. That would be alleged.
I know.
Totally alleged.
Yeah, we have absolutely no idea.
But I'm just telling you, I walked back to the producer's room, and Mike was back there with Lisa and Charlie, and apparently everybody thinks the guy does it.
But on the bright side, I think it would be okay if he did it for food.
If he was in the Outback, you know.
Steakhouse?
If he was on Survivor. No, on Survivor.
That's tiny but delicious tenderloin.
Exactly.
From a gerbil.
Yeah, absolutely. Never get the cordon bleu. Blur.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show. Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
You've got bad breath, Buzz. Bad breath.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot. As enigmatic as Buzz Burbank, so-called belly button, the Don and Mike Show.
Alex, point out that you can see a great evening of entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
A beautiful evening. Buzz Burbank and Rob Spiewak putting on their own stage show.
Putting on the Ritz, Don.
At Nostalgia. That is at the Fair Oaks Holiday Inn.
They got the straw hats today.
This Friday night from 9 till 11.
And the
a little bit like a Kajafo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really great.
Sure. Love it.
Big drag show.
And now, once again, here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Fox started backpedaling this week, saying it would wait to decide whether to bring back Temptation Island until after it saw the ratings for the final episode. Well, the results are in, and the second round seems like maybe a go.
Don't do it unless you're going to have people break up.
Although last night's new episode of West Wing won the overall race, Temptation Island won the 18-to-49-year-old crowd. In the household ratings and shares, West Wing got a 12 rating and an 18 share. Temptation Island was right behind it with an 11 rating and a 16 share. But advertisers love their 18-to-49-year-olds, and there, T.I. beat Wing by 2 ratings points. The Fox also won the night, and all the couples decided to stay together, so it was happily ever after all the way around. Maybe, sir, he's filed for divorce from his wife, Shelley. Quoting him, I hope our privacy will be respected. It's a very emotional time.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah, I wonder what his wife was upset about. I mean, how long does he go away for?
He's been gone about a year and a half now,
right.
I think. The couple separated last fall. He married the psychotherapist 5 years ago. Court papers show that Probst plans to act as his own attorney.
Hey. There you go.
He's going in willing to pay spousal support.
Yeah, he lost an immunity challenge.
There you go. He gives her an icon. He gives her that icon.
The idol.
How about for everything we walk across that board?
That dumb voodoo hat or whatever
right,
they give out on the show?
The immunity icon.
Right.
The
original Survivor, Richard Hatch, has the hots for the custom car designer on Survivor 2. Hatch tells TV Guide Online that Colby is, and I quote, dripping with heat and a stunning, stunning man.
Oh, brother.
Hatch says he suspects that as many as 4 contestants on Survivor 2 are gay, but he won't say which are which.
You know, he's probably like Homo Joe. Remember we had AJ on the show today?
Right, sure, yes.
He thinks everybody's gay.
It's a wishing thing.
They want everybody else to be gay.
I think Raj is the old man.
More power to him.
More people watched President Bush on TV this week than watched Survivor last week.
Nice, Bush.
He did have the advantage of being on all the networks at once. Nielsen says nearly 29 people watched Survivor last Thursday, while nearly 40 million people watched the president on Tuesday night. And there could be some interesting changes in your TV lineup before the week is out. Today is the deadline for NBC to renew its contract on Frasier, and the network is reportedly pessimistic about its chances for keeping the hit comedy. ABC is very interested in picking up the show, but CBS is said to be the front runner. That's because CBS is owned by the same company that owns Frasier.
That's picking up a series when it's peaking.
Great. They won't buy us envelopes.
No.
But they'll pay $5 million an episode for Frasier.
They might get a better deal since the company owns it. Also likely to move Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The WB says it's offered to spend every penny it makes on the show to keep it, but that's still about $1 million less than the producers are asking.
Well, Buzz?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
No, 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 I know. You watch the show, and so do others.
Many others.
Where would it go if it went off the fraud?
ABC is desperately interested in it, but so is UPN, and Fox makes the show. They could snap it up.
All right, got you. Thank you, guys. You bet. For the news and the comments, and time now for a call 100. Prize package selected especially for you. Call Lisa. She's all spotted.
Yep.
And she's waiting for your call at 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, foul, deaf spirits, come out.
Amen.
And remember, Ernest Angley didn't do it.
Amen.
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 Appreciate it, but... This is always our emergency song. This damn queer song.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now once again, here's Guy Burke.
In sports, Dannis Stubblefield is the latest to become an ex-Redskin.
Yeah, goodbye.
Defensive tackle was handed his walking papers today as the team looks to cut between $4 and $8 million from its payroll.
Here was his comment. Bye.
Team has till Friday to get down to the NFL salary cap, which is just under $67.5 million.
Worth it.
Carolina Panthers defensive end Reggie White, the NFL's career sack leader, is going into retirement for the third time.
He makes a lot of sense. You should just go out and lecture.
Absolutely. Running back Dorsey Levens has signed a three-year renegotiated contract with the Green Bay Packers. Levens would have been one of the prize players in free agency had he not signed the new deal.
Yeah, prize player.
Rod Strickland's no longer a Washington Wizard, but then he really hasn't been for a while.
Oh, hold on. Here's the comment from Rod Strickland.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, Richard. To Don and Mike.
No, I'm sorry. Seems very much like Rod Strickland, though.
Yeah, very similar vocal patterns.
Common, yeah.
The unhappy point guard hasn't really played much since December. Now he's agreed to a $2.5 million buyout of his contract, making him a free agent effective today. The Miami Heat and the Indiana Pacers are said to be interested in the troubled veteran, along with the San Antonio Spurs and the Portland Trail Blazers. He was fined by the Washington Wizards 20 times this season, suspended once, and charged with DUI 3 times while he was with the team. The baseball games begin today. There are a dozen games scheduled. Baseball's exhibition season opens in Florida and Arizona. And finally, Marlon Brando is a big man with a big sense of humor.
That was my thinking.
Sounds like Tony Soprano. I better stop doing that. I'll give myself a complex.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
After...
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Look at my boy.
Actor Ed Norton tells GQ magazine that Marlon Brando brought a high-tech whoopee cushion to the set of the upcoming movie The Score. Not as high-tech as yours, of course.
A cat home, Captain!
Norton says Brando would hide the noisemaker near wherever Robert De Niro was supposed to be. And then when De Niro warmed up to his lines on the third or fourth take, Brando would hit the remote control that activated the device.
I'll be watching you.
Norton says Brando found the gag to be hysterical.
That's right.
Hey, if he likes fart humor, way to go, Marlon.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. No. Yes. No, 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 no.
Every night we have this argument. Please, Mike.
I know. I'm sorry.
Come back and join us tomorrow for a fresh episode.
All right.
Tomorrow on the show. Oh, we always love having Bob Costas on.
Good guy.
Bobby C. On the show tomorrow, also, Chaz Stossel. He'll be reviewing movies and talking dolls.
I love Chaz Stossel.
And we'll have a brand new low-budget Jeopardy. And the premiere of Secret Song Number 7.
Very exciting.
Get it all on tomorrow's show. Very complicated, Mike.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right, yeah. Affirmative. What's your name?
Greg.
Greg, where are you from?
Muscatine, Iowa.
Greg, you won the Sopranos prize pack. Don't miss the special two-hour season premiere of the Sopranos. Sunday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Thank you, Uncle June. Only on HBO. Hi, Tony.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike. The Sopranos soundtrack in stores now, Volume 2, coming soon. Thank you for listening, my friend.
I'm on.
What did he say?
He says, I'm on.
Hey, he was telling someone in the room that he was on.
Turn the radio down, please.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks. Nice job.
Although you brainless dope.
That's it. We will see you tomorrow with an all-new episode. You know, maybe that's not the best way to leave a radio show.
Yes, it is.
For us, brainless dope.
It's A-OK.
About right.
All right. See you tomorrow. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Rob. Hi, Don. Throw that military officer's hat in the air. Just like Sissy. Tyler Moore. You might just make it
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
Bye, Tony. We will see you tomorrow.
Come along, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.